Velkommen til denne udsendelse fra Troens Ord. Lyt med og vær velsignet.
So we're going to continue from where we left last month.
Så i dag der fortsætter vi fra der hvor vi sluttede af sidste måned.
We are looking at prayer.
Og vi er ved at se på bøn.
But all of us know we pray to God.
Men vi ved alle sammen at vi beder til Gud.
And the reason we are looking into the character and personality, the attributes of God.
Og årsagen til at vi kigger ind på Guds karakter og hans egenskaber.
Because we want to know the one to whom we are praying.
Det er fordi vi ønsker at vide, hvem er det vi beder til.
We want to know his heart.
Vi ønsker at kende hans hjerte.
We you know our relationship, you know everything with God is about a relationship.
Alt med Gud, det handler om at have relation.
When we know who he is.
Når vi ved hvem han er.
The way we pray changes.
Så ændrer den måde vi beder.
You know, sometimes we end up begging God.
Nogle gange så ender vi ud med at tikke.
And we don't need to do that at all.
Det behøver vi ikke på nogen måde at gøre.
Because he is a father, he is your father.
Fordi han er faderen, han er din far.
When you're a little child, you beg your parents for even a, you know, something because you think if you press them, then you will get it.
Når du er et lille barn, så tækker du dine forældre, fordi at du tror, at når du presser dem, så får du det.
But when we get older,
men når vi bliver ældre,
then you know we become wiser.
Så bliver vi klogere.
Yeah, we also find out how to ask him, how to ask our father, you know.
Så finder vi også ud af hvordan det er vi skal spørge.
We know the way to come into there, to get our job, our work done.
Og vi kender måden på hvor vi kan få det arbejde gjort som
det. Sometimes with God it's the same.
Og nogle gange er det det samme med Gud.
Because you know he's a loving father.
Fordi han er en kærlig far.
And sometimes we all know that. Sometimes when we come to God and ask him, when we ask him a question, sometimes he asks us a question.
Og vi ved det godt, at det godt kan være sådan, at hvis vi kommer til Gud og stiller ham et spørgsmål, så stiller han også os et spørgsmål.
We look for a reply from him, an answer from him.
Og vi leder efter et svar fra ham.
But sometimes he questions us.
Men nogle gange så stiller han spørgsmål til os.
Lord, can you do this?
Herre, kan du gøre det her?
And then he says, but what about this?
Men så siger han, men hvad så med det her?
Then you know we try to push that thing in our life to one side and say, no Lord, but you know I'm praying, you know, fasting.
Men så prøver vi jo sådan på at skubbe den her ting til side, fordi vi siger, herre, hvad nu med det? Og så siger han, hvad så med det der? Og så prøver vi at faste og gøre nogle ting.
But sometimes you find him to be a stubborn God.
Men nogle gange så finder vi ud af, at han er en stædig.
He's more concerned about that one issue in your life than answering the question that we are asking.
Han er mere bekymret om det der forhold i dit liv end om det vi stiller spørgsmål om.
Jesus said about, you know, he said when you bring your offering to the altar.
Og Jesus sagde, at når du bringer dit offer til alteret.
He said before you give it.
Så siger han inden du giver det.
If there's something that needs to be set right.
Er der så noget, der skal sættes ret eller gøres ret?
He said, go and set it right.
Siger han, så gå ud og gør det ret.
Then come and give your offering.
Og så kom tilbage og giv dit offer.
Isn't it interesting that that's the heart of God?
Er det ikke interessant, at det er Guds hjerte?
It's because God wants us to know.
Og det er fordi Gud han ønsker, at vi skal vide.
That offerings don't impress him.
At offeringer eller ofre, det ikke imponerer ham.
But our heart impresses him.
Men vores hjerte imponerer ham.
That our life is right before him.
At vores liv er ret ind for ham.
That's what he's very interested in.
Og det er det han er meget interesseret i.
So you know when we are, you know, we were going to go a lot deeper into prayer, but you know we are the reason we are looking at the characteristics of God.
Så I skal vide at vi går meget dybere ind i det her med bøn og årsagen til at vi kigger på Guds karakter og egenskaber.
You begin to understand and know God better.
Er at I begynder at forstå og kende Gud bedre.
You know, even though we have walked with God for many, many years.
Og selvom vi har vandret med Gud i mange, mange år.
Still, you know, God's word, you know, is so powerful.
Så er Guds ord stadigvæk kraftfuldt.
A few days ago, you know, we were talking.
For få dage siden, der snakkede vi sammen.
And you know, there was something we were discussing, and the Lord began to speak to me.
Og der var noget vi sådan havde bragt op, og så begyndte Herren at tale til mig.
And he said to me, the very moment you want to search the Bible.
Og han sagde til mig, at i det øjeblik du ønsker at undersøge og granske i Bibelen.
To find a loophole.
for at du finder sådan et smut, en smutvej.
So that your lifestyle, you want to authenticate your lifestyle.
Fordi du sådan ligesom begynder at vil gøre din livsstil som det rigtige.
God said, what is that? He said.
Hvad er det?
He said, why are you searching the Bible?
Hvorfor gransker du i Bibelen?
Because you want to find some loophole in the Bible that can say okay to your lifestyle.
Fordi du ønsker at finde en smutvej i Bibelen, som siger at din livsførelse er okay.
No, because you need to come to the word because you want to find out how God wants us to be.
Nej, du skal gå ind i ordet, fordi at du ønsker at finde ud af hvordan Gud han ønsker vi skal være.
So you understand what I'm saying? It's God is more interested in our heart.
Gud han er mere interesseret i vores hjerter.
And not so much more about our works. Our works are important.
Og ikke så meget omkring vores gerninger.
We know faith without works is dead.
Fordi vi ved at tro uden gerninger.
You know, God is looking for fruit in our life.
Gud han ser på frugten i vores liv.
God is watching what we are doing with our life.
Og han holder øje med hvad det er vi bruger vores liv til.
But the first thing he wants is that we walk with him.
Men det første han ønsker det er at vi vandrer med ham.
So you know, let's dig a little deeper from, you know, we stopped with Revelation 4.
Så lad os gå lidt dybere ind i det, og vi standsede sidste gang med åbenbaringen.
Looking at the attributes of God.
Og vi så på Guds egenskaber.
We saw how God is eternal.
Og vi så hvordan han var evig.
Now we're going to see this morning how God is self-existent.
Og her som her til morgen så vil vi se på hvordan Gud han er selv eksisterende.
Okay, so when we are looking at the existence of God,
så når vi ser på Guds eksistens,
we are also seeing God exists in and from himself.
Så ser vi også at Gud han eksisterer i og fra sig selv.
God doesn't need anything.
Han behøver ikke noget.
To keep himself existent.
For at bevare sig selv i sin eksistens.
Are you with me? God is not dependent on anything.
Gud han er ikke afhængig af noget som helst.
Amen.
To exist.
For at eksistere.
Okay. He is the reason for his own existence.
Han er årsagen til hans egen eksistens.
Amen.
Yeah.
It's very important to understand. He is the very reason that we are existing.
Og det er meget vigtigt at vi forstår det, fordi han er selve årsagen til at vi eksisterer.
He does not owe his existence to anybody else.
Han skylder ikke sin eksistens til nogen.
He sustains himself by his own.
Han bevarer sig selv af sig selv.
He does not depend on anyone or anything to sustain his existence.
Han er ikke afhængig af nogen eller noget for at opretholde sin eksistens.
So, you know, whether we are okay or we are not okay, he is still existent.
Så hvad enten vi er okay eller vi ikke er okay, så eksisterer han stadigvæk.
Whether the world is obeying him or not obeying him, he is still existent.
Hvad enten verden adlyder ham eller den ikke adlyder ham, så eksisterer han stadigvæk.
Even if times change,
også selvom tiderne skulle skifte,
seasons change,
sæsoner skulle skifte,
situations change,
situationer,
whatever changes,
hvad end der skifter,
he is the same. He just exists on his own.
Så er han den samme, og han eksisterer i sig selv.
God is the source of all life.
Gud, han er kilden til alt liv.
He is independent of all outside of himself.
Han er uafhængig af alle uden for sig selv.
Meaning,
og det betyder,
you cannot influence him.
Det betyder, du kan ikke påvirke ham.
There is nothing that will influence his character.
Der er ikke noget, der vil påvirke hans karakter.
And there is nothing that will influence his personality.
Og der er ikke noget, der vil påvirke hans personlighed.
There is nothing that will change him.
Der er ikke noget, der vil forandre ham.
He is God.
For han er Gud.
So this morning when we look at our God.
Så her til morgen, når vi ser på vores.
We are looking at a God who is so self existent.
Så ser vi på en Gud, der er så selv eksisterende.
That's the kind of God we worship.
For det er den Gud, vi tilbærer.
That is why in every season,
og det er derfor, uanset hvad tid det er,
in every generation,
og i enhver generation,
you know, for example, Philip's generation,
for eksempel Philips generation,
you know, when Philip is, say, 30 or 40,
Vi kan sige, at når Philip han er 30 eller 40 år,
this world will be different.
Så vil verden være anderledes.
Things will be different.
Og tingene vil være anderledes.
You know, the world will move into something else.
Og verden vil bevæge sig ind i noget andet.
Right. Today they're talking about green energy. Maybe they'll talk about some orange energy. We don't know.
I dag snakker de om grøn energi. Måske så snakker de om orange energi.
Our great grandfathers never knew about any green energy.
You know? Og vores oldefar, han kendte ikke til noget af det.
So a lot of things will evolve.
Så der er mange ting, der vil udvikle sig.
You know, in generation after generation.
Generation efter generation.
But our God is constant.
Men vores Gud, han er konstant.
You know, he is the same that he is to us today. He will be to Philip when Philip is 60 years old.
Han er den samme for os i dag, som han vil være for Philip, når han er 60 år.
And not only for him.
Og ikke kun for ham.
But for his grandchildren.
Men også for hans børnebørn.
The Lord will be the same.
Herren vil være den samme.
When Philip is older and he has the children and grandchildren, the grandchildren will also, see God in their generation the same way we see him.
Mm. Og når Philip han bliver ældre og får børn, og de også får børn, så han har børnebørn, så vil børnebørnene også se Gud på samme måde, som vi ser Gud i vores generation.
So now do you see when you pray?
Så ser du, når du beder.
He was what he was when Moses prayed.
Så er han, amen, hvem han var, da Moses bad.
He is the same what he was when Elijah prayed.
Og han er den samme, som han var, da Elias.
He is the same that he is today when they all met in the upper room.
Og han er den samme i dag, som dengang de mødtes i øversalen.
He's the same that he was when we read the Bible.
Og han er den samme, som han var, da vi læste.
He's the same today.
Han er den samme.
He can do the same things.
Og han kan gøre det samme i dag.
He can do the same miracles.
Og han kan gøre de samme mirakler.
He can show himself in the same way.
Og han kan vise sig selv på den samme måde.
That is why we read the Bible.
Og det er derfor, vi læser i Bibelen.
Because we can experience him the same way that everybody in the Bible experienced him.
Fordi vi kan opleve ham på samme måde, som enhver har oplevet ham igennem Bibelen.
One of the things sometimes the enemy tries to confuse us.
Og en af de ting, som fjenden nogle gange bruger til at forvirre os.
We think the Bible is too old.
Vi har den opfattelse nogle gange, at Bibelen er for gammel.
It's more about at a time when things were different.
Det handler mere om ting, hvor tiderne, de var anderledes.
Marriage was different in those years.
Ægteskabet var anderledes.
Family life was different in those years.
Og familielivet var anderledes.
They did not have technology like we have.
De havde jo ikke en teknologi.
They were in another place in that life.
De var på et andet tid i deres liv.
So the word is more relevant to them than it is to us.
Så ordet, det var jo mere relevant for dem end det er for os.
But that's not true.
Men det er ikke sandt.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's not true.
Mm-hmm.
God is as relevant as he was in the Bible times as he is today.
Gud, han er lige så relevant i dag, som han var på Bibelens tid.
Another important thing about the Bible is,
og en anden vigtig ting ved Bibelen er,
you can find Jesus in the Old Testament.
Du kan finde Jesus i det gamle testamente.
And you can find the Father in the New Testament.
Og du kan finde faderen i det nye testamente.
And in the Old Testament they talked about the New Testament.
Og i det gamle testamente der talte de om det nye testamente.
In the New Testament they talked about the Old Testament.
Og i det nye testamente der talte de om det gamle.
So this is one book.
Så det er én bog.
One voice.
Én stemme.
One God.
Én.
That's why Paul, when he writes, he says, we worship one God.
Og det er derfor Paulus, han skriver, når han siger, vi tilbeder én Gud.
One faith.
Én tro.
One baptism.
Og én dåb.
The only difference is,
den eneste forskel,
there is a difference between the old covenant and the new covenant.
At der er en forskel imellem den gamle pagt og den nye pagt.
And we have done a study on the covenant.
Og vi har studeret pakten.
The power of the new covenant is,
kraften i den nye pagt er,
that the old is vanishing away.
At det gamle, det ligesom forsvinder.
And the new has come.
Og det nye er kommet.
Because of Jesus.
På grund af Jesus.
And what he did for us on the cross.
Og hvad han gjorde for os på korset.
Because of Jesus.
På grund af Jesus.
And his death on the cross.
Og hans skyld.
Today we do not know. We do not need to go and offer the kind of bulls and doves and whatever, you know, for our sins.
Så behøver vi ikke ofre og køer og geder og får på alteret.
God was in the house.
Gud han var i huset.
In the temple.
I templet.
And people had to go to the temple.
Og folk var nødt til at rejse til templet.
For us in the new covenant, we are the temple.
Og for os i det nye i den nye pagt, der er vi templet.
You know, like he dwelt in the holy of holies.
Han boede i det helligste af det hellige.
Today he lives inside of us.
Og i dag der lever han inde i os.
Our body is the holy of holies.
Vores legeme er det helligste af det hellige.
It's the temple of the living God.
Og vi er templet af den levende Gud.
That's why you know Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 6.
Det er derfor Paulus han skriver i 1. Korinther 6.
18 and 19, he says, you are not your own, you have been bought with a price.
Han siger, I er ikke jeres egne, I er købt.
Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which belongs to God.
Derfor herliggør Herren i dit legeme og din ånd, fordi du tilhører Gud.
Yeah. You know, so it's important for us to understand that under the new covenant,
så det er vigtigt for os at forstå, at
we are under the new covenant.
At vi er under den nye pagt.
We are in a season of grace.
Og vi er i nådens tid.
Which means unmerited favor.
Det vil sige ufortjent.
And that unmerited favor is to draw us to God.
Og ufortjent favør, det drager os mod Gud.
You know, grace is helping us to work repentance.
Noget, det hjælper os til at omvende os.
Meaning we can boldly come into the throne of grace, the throne of God.
Og det betyder, at vi frimodigt kan stille os ind for nådens trone.
Because of Jesus.
På grund af Jesus.
You know, it doesn't matter where we are.
Og det betyder ikke noget, hvor vi
er. Doesn't matter who we are.
Eller hvem vi er.
Doesn't matter where we are in our life today.
Hvor vi er i vores liv i dag.
One prayer to God will change our lives.
En bøn til Gud vil forandre
vores. Just one prayer.
Kun en bøn.
Jesus. Forgive me of my sins.
Tilgiv mig mine synder.
Jesus, come into my heart.
Jesus, kom ind i mit
Jesus, I receive you into my life to be my Lord and Savior.
Jesus, jeg tager imod dig i mit liv, så du kan være min herre og frelser.
If we do that from the depths of our heart,
hvis vi gør det fra dybet af vores hjerte,
then there is a promise.
Så er der et løfte.
He says all things will pass away.
Og så siger han, at gamle ting vil forsvinde.
All things will become new.
Alt vil blive nyt.
Is there anything in our lives that God cannot forgive?
Er der noget i vores liv, som Gud han ikke kan tilgive?
There is nothing.
Der er intet.
Is there anything we have done that God cannot forgive?
Er der noget, som vi kunne have gjort, som Gud han ikke kan tilgive?
No.
Nej.
No.
Nej.
You know, he will forgive.
Han vil tilgive.
That is a covenant that he has made.
Det er den pagt han har indgået.
That is why it's powerful.
Og det er derfor det er så kraftfuldt.
Are you with me? He doesn't look like we look.
Han ser ikke på det sådan, som vi ser det.
He looks at his agreement that he has made with man.
Han ser på den aftale, han har indgået med mennesker.
So whatever has gone wrong.
Så hvad end der er gået fejl.
This one prayer.
Så er det én bøn.
I'm sorry, Lord.
Undskyld, Herre.
What I did is not right.
Det jeg gjorde, det var ikke ret.
And you know, I want you to help me.
Og jeg ønsker, at du skal hjælpe
Forgive
mig.
Forgive me.
Tilgiv mig.
Come into my heart.
Kom ind i mit
Change
hjerte.
My life.
Forandre mit liv.
I give my heart to you.
Jeg giver mit hjerte til dig.
Immediately.
Straks.
When you say that.
Når du siger det.
God sees the agreement he has made for us.
Så ser Gud på den aftale han har indgået.
The Father sees what his son did on the cross.
Faderen han ser hvad hans søn gjorde på korset.
And through him.
Og gennem ham.
We have eternal life.
Yeah. Så har vi.
Through him.
Gennem ham.
We have forgiveness of sins.
Yeah. Der har vi tilgivelse. Yes.
Through him. We can inherit every blessing of God upon our lives.
Så kan vi arve enhver velsignelse fra Gud.
Irrespective of anything in our life. Irrespective of anything in our life.
Og respektere alt i vores liv.
Hallelujah.
Halleluja.
So this is who our God is.
Så det er den Gud.
So let me just read to you, just for you to know, Hebrews chapter 8.
Og lad mig bare læse det fra Hebræerne 8.
From verse 8.
Fra vers 8.
Let me read from verse 9. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they did not continue in my covenant and I disregarded them, says the Lord.
Jeg læser fra vers 9. Ikke som den pagt jeg sluttede med deres fædre den dag jeg tog dem med ved hånden for at føre dem ud af Egyptens land, til de blev ikke i min pagt. Derfor brød jeg mig ikke om dem, siger Herren.
For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. Verse 10.
Til dette er den pagt, jeg i dagene herefter vil oprette med Israels hus, lyder det fra Herren.
I will put my laws in their mind and write them on their hearts.
Jeg vil give mine love i deres sind, og på deres hjerter vil jeg skrive dem.
And I will be their God, and they shall be my people.
Jeg vil være deres Gud, og de skal være mit folk.
None of them shall teach his neighbor, and none his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them.
Mm. Og da skal ingen lære sin landsmand eller sin broder at sige, kend Herren, til de skal alle kende mig, fra den mindste til den største iblandt dem.
For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins and their lawless deeds. I will remember no more.
Til jeg vil nåde tilgive deres uret og aldrig mere komme deres synder i hu.
In this he says,
når han siger,
a new covenant he has made, the first obsolete.
En ny pagt har han dermed erklæret.
Now what is becoming obsolete and growing old is ready to vanish away.
At den første er forældet, men det som er ved at blive forældet og gammel er nær ved at forsvinde.
So that's our God.
Så det er vores Gud.
I will be merciful to their unrighteousness.
Jeg vil være barmhjertig imod deres uretfærdighed.
Which is whatever that does not go with God.
At hvad end der ikke passer sammen med Gud.
And then sins.
Og synder.
And then lawless deeds.
Og lovløse handlinger.
So you know, never ever allow Satan to accuse you of something from your past.
Så tillad aldrig nogensinde at Satan anklager dig for noget der er fra din fortid.
The past is forgiven.
Fortiden er tilgivet.
Forgotten.
Og glemt.
Can I say it one more time?
Kan jeg sige det en gang til?
Our past.
Vores fortid.
When we receive Jesus.
Når vi tager imod Jesus.
Is forgiven.
Er tilgivet.
And forgotten.
Og glemt.
Hallelujah. That's who our God is.
Det er den, vores Gud er.
Okay, one, he is independent of all outside of himself.
Så han er uafhængig af alle uden for sig selv.
So the Bible says in 1 Timothy, when Paul writes in 1 Timothy 1 and verse 17.
Så Paulus han skriver her i 1. Timotheus 1:17.
Now to the King eternal, immortal, invisible, to God who alone is wise, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
Men evighedernes konge, den uforkrænkelige, usynlige, eneste Gud, være ære og pris i evighedernes evigheder.
You know, our God is self-existent.
Vores Gud, han er selveksisterende.
The Bible says, when Paul talks about God,
Bibelen den siger, at når Paulus han taler om Gud,
he says he is king eternal.
Så siger han, at han er den evige konge.
Meaning there's no end, no beginning to him.
Og det betyder, at der er ikke nogen afslutning.
Immortal.
Han er udødelig.
He can never die.
Han kan aldrig dø.
He can never shrink.
Og han kan aldrig.
1:17. 1 Timothy 1:17. You know, he cannot be, nothing in him can fail.
Der er intet i ham, der kan fejle.
He doesn't have a timeline.
Så han har ikke en tidslinje.
Okay, for so long he will be.
Nej. At han vil eksistere i så og så længe.
No, he's from the eternal past to the eternal future.
Nej, yeah. Han er fra den evige fortid ind i den evige fremtid.
And then Paul uses the word invisible.
Og så bruger Paulus ordet usynlig.
You know, nobody can see him.
At der er ikke nogen, der kan se ham.
And to God, who alone is wise.
Og den eneste Gud, der er klog.
Amen, amen. The Bible says, Paul says, there's nobody more wise than him.
Paulus han siger, der er ikke nogen, der er klogere end ham.
That's why the Bible says, who can instruct the Holy Spirit?
No. Det er derfor Bibelen siger, hvem er det, der kan instruere den hellige?
Nobody can.
Det er der ingen, der kan.
Nobody can.
Ingen kan.
Amen. So that's how powerful it is.
Så det er hvor kraftfuldt.
But people have contended with him.
Men Gud har, nej, mennesker har stridt med ham.
You know, Moses, you know, he told God.
Moses, han sagde til Gud.
He said, God, if you destroy all the Israelites, what will all the nations think about you?
Moses han sagde til Gud, jamen hvis du ødelægger hele alle israelitterne, hvad vil de så ikke tænke om dig?
And he said, God, you know, I'm willing to die for them, and you know, you can forgive them. You know, take me.
Og han sagde til Gud, jeg er villig til at dø for dem. Tilgiv dem. Altså tag mig i stedet for.
Isn't it amazing at that point you at that when you read that you begin to see a foreshadow of Jesus in that place?
Yeah.
At når du læser det, så begynder du at se forskyggen af Jesus på det sted.
In that part you see a foreshadow of Moses reflecting Jesus.
Yeah. På det sted der ser du en forskygge af Jesus, hvordan han reflekterer, hvordan Moses reflekterer ham.
And you know, and God said, okay.
Og Gud han sagde, okay.
Because God said, from you I'll start a generation.
Og så sagde han, okay, fordi fra dig, der vil jeg starte en generation.
I started a nation from Israel, now I'll start it from you, he said.
Jeg begyndte en generation fra Israel, men nu begynder jeg det fra dig.
It is something there.
Og der er noget der.
You understand, it's so powerful.
Forstår du, det er så kraftfuldt.
That Moses didn't want it.
At Moses han ønskede
no,
det.
No.
Nej, nej.
Because he knew his God.
Fordi han kendte hans Gud.
Halleluja.
Halleluja.
Sometimes when power, prayer becomes very powerful.
Nogle gange når bønner bliver meget kraftfulde.
You know, when I say prayer, you know the way we speak to God.
Og når jeg siger bønner, så er det måden vi taler til Gud på.
Because you know we begin to contend with God.
Fordi vi begynder at strides lidt med ham.
God, isn't this who you are?
Men Gud, er det er ikke den du er.
Have you not promised this?
Har du ikke givet løfter?
Have you not said this in your word?
Har du ikke sagt det her i dit ord?
In this situation in the Bible, you dealt with it like this.
Og i den her situation der var i Bibelen, der håndterede du det på den her måde.
Now we have a situation, Lord.
Og nu har vi en situation.
How will you deal with it?
Hvordan vil du håndtere det?
You see, you come to God into another way of praying.
Så kommer du til Gud på en anden måde i din bøn.
You know, that's why sometimes you see when we pray, we use a lot of scriptures.
Og det er derfor at I nogle gange ser, at når vi beder, så bruger vi mange skriftsteder.
You know, when Mary prayed.
Og da Maria bad.
She prayed about the mercy of God.
Der bad hun om Guds barmhjertighed.
Have you not been merciful? Let me just look at it. It's beautiful.
Barmhjertig eller noget.
Just for you to get an understanding.
Lad os læse det, så I vil få en forståelse.
Let me just pick that scripture. It's beautiful. It's,
det er ganske smukt.
I think it's in Luke 1, if I remember.
Yeah, this is only Lucas 8.
Yeah. See, in verse 46 it says, and Mary said,
I vers 46, der siger Maria,
you know, my soul magnifies the Lord.
Min sjæl højlover Herren.
And my spirit has rejoiced in the God my Savior.
Og min ånd fryder sig over Gud.
And in verse 50 she says,
og i vers 50 siger hun,
and his mercy is on those who fear him from generation to generation.
Og hans barmhjertighed varer fra slægt til slægt over dem, som frygter ham.
In verse 54, he has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy.
Og i vers 54, han har taget sig af Israel, sin tjener, og kommet barmhjertighed i hu.
Then you know in verse from verse 67 is Zechariah's prophecy.
Og fra vers 67 der er det Zacharias' profeti.
So Zechariah, you know, is filled with the Holy Spirit and he begins to bless the Lord. Verse 68. Blessed is the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people.
Og Zacharias, hans fader, blev fyldt af Helligånd, og han profeterede og sagde, lovet være Herren, Israels Gud, til han har besøgt og forløst sit folk.
And verse 72. To perform the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
For at øve barmhjertighed mod vores fædre og ihukomme sin hellige pagt.
You see, when the manifestation of Jesus came,
ser du, da manifestationen af Jesus,
Mary understood,
der forstod Maria,
that this was about God's mercy to his nation.
At det handlede om Guds barmhjertighed imod hans nation.
God's mercy to the Jews.
Guds barmhjertighed mod jøderne.
And she prayed the mercy of God.
Og hun bad Guds barmhjertighed.
Isaiah the prophet, I mean Zechariah, You know, when he prophesied,
og Zacharias, da han profeterede,
he uses the same word, the mercy of God.
Der bruger han det samme ord, Guds barmhjertighed.
Are you there? So sometimes when we pray, no?
Så nogle gange når vi beder,
your prayer becomes very powerful.
Så bliver vores bønner meget kraftfulde.
Because you suddenly the word begins to the word of God becomes alive.
Fordi så bliver Guds ord lige pludselig levende.
Lord, have you not said in your word?
Herre, har du ikke sagt i dit ord?
That you will never leave me.
At du aldrig vil forlade mig.
That you will never forsake me.
At du aldrig vil forsage mig.
And I know in my heart.
Og jeg ved i mit hjerte.
That it is your word to me.
At det er dit ord til mig.
That you will never leave me.
At du aldrig vil forlade mig.
You will never forsake me.
Og aldrig forsage mig.
In the toughest moments of our life.
Og i de sværeste øjeblikke i vores liv.
This word that reveals the character of God will simply change, you know, everything inside of us.
Der vil det ord, som åbenbar Guds karakter, simpelthen forandre alt inde i os.
Everything will begin to change.
Og alt vil begynde at forandre.
And when everything begins to change.
Og når alt begynder at forandre sig.
You know, you become something else.
Så bliver du noget andet.
You know, you already have your answer.
Du har allerede dit svar.
You suddenly step into what God has already, you know, planned for you.
Så træder du allerede ind i det, som Gud han har planlagt for.
Amen. So it's so powerful. Look at Paul also.
Så det er så kraftfuldt. Så prøv at se også på Paulus.
When he writes this letter,
de her breve
to Timothy,
her, det her brev til Timotheus.
He is speaking from his heart.
Så taler han ud fra sit hjerte.
And he says, this is who God is.
Og han siger, det er den her, som Gud han er.
This is who God is.
Det er den Gud er.
King eternal.
En evig konge.
Why does he write it?
Og hvorfor skriver han?
Because that's how he sees him.
Og det er på grund af, at det er sådan, han ser ham.
Now, why do we do this Bible study?
Og hvorfor er det, vi har det her
bibelstudie? It's because we want to see him the way he is.
Amen. Det er fordi, vi ønsker at se ham sådan, som han er.
We want to see him for who he is.
Vi ønsker at se ham for den, han er.
You know, we want to learn to see him with the mountain and beyond the mountain.
Ønsker at lære at se ham med bjerget og ud over bjerget.
The mountain is our challenges.
Og bjerget, det er vores.
But because of him,
men på grund af ham,
we see him not only with our situation.
Så ser vi ham ikke kun med vores situation.
But we also see him beyond the problems that we have.
Men vi ser ham også ud over de problemer vi har.
Amen. We are able to see him on the other side of the mountain.
Og vi er i stand til at se ham omme på den anden side af bjerget.
That's what makes your life very powerful.
Og det er det der gør dit liv så kraftfuldt.
Amen.
Amen.
I told somebody many years ago.
Jeg sagde til en for mange år siden.
I said every time your husband comes home.
Jeg sagde hver gang din mand kommer hjem.
And he is so drunk.
Og han er så fuld.
And he's so finished.
Og han er helt færdig.
I said, put your hands on him.
Så læg dine hænder på.
When he's fast asleep, get up 2 o'clock in the morning, 1 o'clock in the morning, when he's fast asleep.
Når han sover dybt, så gå op sådan klokken 1-2 om natten.
Put your hands on his head.
Læg din hånd på hans hoved.
Pray.
Og bed.
And the way you pray is.
Og den måde du skal bede på er.
You see him by the promise God has given you.
At du skal se ham ved de løfter, som Gud har givet dig.
So sometimes it doesn't go well here.
Så det ikke altid det går så godt herop.
Because here is a man who's totally drunk.
Fordi her var der en mand der var totalt fuld.
But we are not going from here. We're going from here.
Yeah. Men vi gør det ikke herop fra. Vi gør det herfra.
So what do we do?
Så hvad er det vi gør?
You put your hands on the same person.
Vi lægger vores hænder på den samme.
And say, Lord, thank you for the word you gave me about my son.
Så siger vi tak.
Or my husband.
For det ord du har givet mig over min søn.
Thank you that he will be the man of God you made him to be.
Tak fordi han vil være en Guds mand som
Thank you he'll be the best husband that I can ever have.
Tak fordi han vil være den bedste mand som
And Lord with eyes of faith.
Og Herre med troens øjne.
I see him.
Så ser jeg ham.
Totally delivered.
Fuldstændig udfri.
Healed.
Helbredt.
You know, set free.
Og han er sat fri.
And living a godly life.
Og han lever et Gud.
Thank you for giving me a godly husband.
Tak fordi du har givet mig.
This is that godly husband.
En gudværdig.
This is who he is.
Fordi det er min
In Jesus name.
Den han er.
Jesus name. We're going to see by eyes of faith.
Så begynder vi at se gennem
Keep speaking it. Speaking it. Speaking.
Bliv ved med at tale det. Sig det.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Does it make you think something?
Får det dig til at tænke?
If you learn it.
For hvis du lærer det.
You will learn to pray for other people in another way.
Så kan du lære at bede for andre mennesker på en anden måde.
Somebody will come to you and say,
der er nogen, der vil komme til dig, og så vil de sige,
I have cancer.
Jeg har kræft.
My leg is broken.
Mit ben er brækket.
You can see something, maybe even physically not right.
Du kan se noget, der måske også fysisk ikke er rigtigt.
But if you learned,
men hvis du har lært det,
then you know when you're praying,
at når du beder,
you're not thinking about the person and the sickness.
Så tænker du ikke på personen her og på sygdommen.
You begin to see the person as a healed person.
Du begynder at se personen som en person, der er helbredt.
So when they come and say, no, I can't walk, I can't walk.
Så når de kommer til dig og siger, jeg kan
ikke. Yeah, walk in Jesus' name. Why? Because you're not looking at the whatever they are holding and the limp, the way they're limping. You're not looking at that. You at that point by the anointing, you see who the person is that God had already healed. Yeah. You see the next step.
Og det er fordi, at du ser ikke på den person, som halter eller har nogle fysiske skavanker. Du ser på den person, som helbredt, og det ser du gennem salvelsen, at det er et nyt skridt.
That it's not about your faith.
Så det handler ikke om din.
That is not about, that is, everything is about who God is to you.
Yeah. Alt handler om, hvem Gud han er for dig.
That's why sometimes in the head it's very funny.
Og det er derfor, det nogle gange er lidt sjovt op i hovedet.
That you get up on a stage.
At du stiller dig på
and you say God is in this house.
Og du siger Gud, han er i huset.
Today he is going to touch your life.
I dag vil han røre dit liv.
Things that are in your life are going to go.
Og der er ting i dit liv, der vil forsvinde.
And in one moment,
og på et øjeblik,
people are free.
Så er folk frie.
People get healed.
Og de bliver helbredt.
People experience something.
Og de oplever noget.
Because it's not about your prayer.
Fordi det handler ikke om din.
He's about who he is.
Det handler om det.
You have begun to speak who he is.
Og du begynder at udtale det han er.
You begin to speak the personality of God.
Og du begynder at tale Guds personlighed.
What does it do to you?
Og hvad gør det ved dig?
Spiritually it moves you beyond your mountain.
Åndeligt så fører det dig ud over dit bjerg.
Beyond the situation that you are sitting in.
Ud over den situation du er.
That's how you climb your mountains.
Og det er sådan du klatrer.
Now look at the scripture. Now look at the scripture.
Så prøv nu at se på skriften.
David
han siger,
though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff they comfort me. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Om end jeg vandrer i dødsskyggens dal, så vil jeg ikke frygte noget ondt, for din stav og din kæp er med mig.
You understand? He says, I'm walking in the valley.
For han siger her,
I don't care, he says.
Dal, og det
I will fear no evil, he says.
Han siger, for jeg frygter intet.
So what do you do when you know your God, you're able to climb mountains?
Så det du gør, når du kender din Gud, det er, du er i stand til at bestige bjerge.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Are you with me?
Amen.
Forstår du?
Who was it with the Philistines? You know, the mulberry trees had to shake.
Hvem var det, der var sammen med Philistines?
Was it David? You know how they overcame the Philistines? And, you remember God gave a word.
Yeah.
When you hear the noise of the mulberry trees.
Yeah.
You remember?
Yeah.
I think it is David, right?
Yeah.
When God said to him.
First time he said one thing and other time.
Yeah, you understand, you know, you remember, God was not talking to him about the Philistines.
Gud, han talte ikke til David omkring filisterne.
Though the war was with the Philistines.
Selvom krigen, den var i gang.
But God was telling him about the noise of the mulberry tree.
Men Gud, han sagde noget omkring noget støj, der kom fra træer, nogle træer.
Sometimes,
nogle gange,
our prayer
så er vores bønner,
is about a sign.
Så handler det om et tegn.
Are you with me?
Yes. Forstår du?
Sometimes it's about a sign.
Nogle gange så handler det om et tegn.
Sometimes God tells you.
Nogle gange så siger Gud til
something.
Dig.
When you see this, you will know.
At når du ser det her, så ved du at.
That the time has come.
At tiden er.
When this incident is coming, you know the time has come.
Når det her det passerer, så ved du at tiden er kommet.
It's not about the incident.
Og det handler ikke om.
It's about the time.
Men det handler om tidspunkt.
That's who we are as God's children.
Og det er dem vi er som Guds børn.
We live by his revelation over our lives.
Vi lever ved hans åbenbaring over vores liv.
So we never operate in fear.
Så vi opererer aldrig i frygt.
Last year I sat here and talked to somebody last week.
Sidste uge der sad jeg her og talte med nogen.
And I was praying for someone.
Og jeg bad for en.
And something happened.
Og så skete der noget.
And the person asked me,
Og personen
spurgte
mig, er du bange?
I said no.
Og så sagde jeg nej.
Really, you're not afraid?
Er du virkelig ikke bange?
I said, afraid? First of all, I don't understand. What should I be afraid of? I asked.
Altså først og fremmest, så var jeg helt forbløffet, fordi hvad var det, jeg skulle være bange for?
And the person said, no, I am afraid of it. How come you are not afraid?
Og personen sagde, jamen jeg er bange for det. Hvorfor er du ikke bange for det?
Of course. Why should I be afraid of something when I know who my God is?
Hvorfor skulle jeg være bange for noget, når jeg kender min Gud?
It's not about what you say to me.
Det handler ikke om, hvad det er.
It's about what God says to me.
Det handler om, hvad Gud siger.
I don't live because of what people speak to me or react or do things. That's not how I live my life.
Jeg lever ikke på grund af, hvad det er, folk de siger til mig, hvordan de reagerer.
I live by what God speaks to me.
Efter hvad Gud han siger til mig.
I live by what God speaks to me.
Jeg lever efter det, som Gud han siger til mig.
David says in Psalm 121.
Og David siger i Salmen.
I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help.
Yeah. Jeg vil opløfte mit blik mod højen, hvorfra.
My help cometh from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth.
Min hjælp kommer fra Herren, skaberen af himlen og jorden.
Abraham said to Abimelech.
Og Abraham sagde til Abimelech.
You can keep your money.
Du kan beholde din penge.
You can keep your sheep.
Og du kan beholde din
You can keep everything with you.
Du kan beholde alt hos dig.
I don't want anything from you.
Jeg ønsker ikke noget fra dig.
Because I know.
Fordi jeg ved.
Tomorrow you shouldn't say Abraham is very rich because I gave him sheep.
At i morgen der skal du ikke være i stand til at sige, at jeg er meget rig, fordi at jeg fik fårene fra dig.
You know, Elisha said to Gehazi.
Og Elias sagde til Gehazi.
Excuse me, this is not the time.
Undskyld mig, det her er ikke tidspunkt.
This, what is this time?
Hvad er det for tidspunkt?
Is this the time to go and take lands and you know, gifts and everything?
Er det det her tidspunkt, hvor vi skal indtage land og få gaver?
He said to me, was I not with you when you went to Naaman? Yeah.
Han sagde til mig, var du ikke med mig, da du gik til
Naaman? And he said, the leprosy of Naaman will come upon you.
Yeah. Og han sagde, spedalskheden af Naaman vil komme over dig.
You see that?
Kan du se det?
He was a servant.
Han var en tjener.
Sitting with the prophet.
Som sad med profeten.
Experiencing the glory of God.
Og som erfarede Guds herlighed.
But he did not understand the time.
Men han forstod ikke tiden.
He did not understand what to do and when to do.
Han forstod ikke, hvad han skulle gøre og hvornår han skulle gøre.
God wants to bless you.
Og Gud han ønsker
det. Church, let me tell you this. God wants to bless you.
Kirke, lad mig sige det. Gud han ønsker at
He wants you to prosper.
Han ønsker du skal
Prosperity is not a wrong gospel.
Og fremgang, det er ikke et forkert.
God wants us all to prosper.
Han ønsker vi alle sammen.
God wants all of us to do well.
Og han ønsker vi alle sammen.
But he wants to do it in his way.
Men han vil gøre det på sin egen måde.
We don't need to help God.
Vi behøver ikke hjælpe Gud.
We don't need to help God at all.
Vi behøver overhovedet ikke hjælpe Gud.
We need to follow God.
Vi skal følge Gud.
God does not need us to do anything.
Gud han har ikke brug for, at det er os, der skal gøre noget.
Are you with me?
Yeah.
When he destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, he was not looking for anyone.
Da han ødelagde Sodom og Gomorrah, der kiggede
han simply, ikke. He just finished it on his own.
Han gjorde det fuldstændig på egen hånd.
The only problem there was Abraham.
Det eneste problem der, det var Abraham.
20 Lot. 20 Lot. 10 Lot. 5 Lot. 2 Lot. He was bargaining.
Yeah. Fordi han forhandlede.
For Abraham's sake, he was patient.
For Abrahams skyld var han tålmodig.
Are you with me?
Forstår du?
So it's very important to understand.
Så det er meget vigtigt at forstå.
You can go beyond your mountain. That's the lesson this morning.
At du kan komme til at gå ud over dit bjerg.
When you understand self-existence of God.
Når du forstår Guds selveksistens. Yes.
Let me tell you one more time this morning.
Lad mig sige det en gang til.
The God you worship.
Den Gud du tilbeder.
Our God.
Vores Gud.
Does not need anything to keep himself.
Har ikke brug for noget som helst for at bevare sig selv.
Let me read this one more time. We have read it already.
Lad mig læse det en gang til. Vi har allerede læst det.
He exists in and from himself.
Han eksisterer i og fra sig selv.
Meaning he lives by himself.
Og det betyder at han lever med
sig. He doesn't need anything to live.
Han har ikke brug for noget til at kunne leve.
He is the reason for his own existence.
Han er årsagen til sin egen
eksistens. His existence is not dependent on anybody.
Hans eksistens skyldes ikke nogen.
He does not depend on anyone, anything to sustain his existence.
Han er ikke afhængig af nogen eller noget for at opretholde sin eksistens.
He is I am.
Han er jeg er.
All sufficient one.
Den selvtilstrækkelige.
He's got everything.
Han har alt.
That's why the Bible says he is the great I am.
Yeah. Det er derfor Bibelen siger Han er den store jeg er.
And you know, he is the source of all life.
Han er kilden til alt liv.
He is independent of all outside of himself.
Han er uafhængig af alle uden for sig selv.
Hallelujah. We depend on him.
Vi er afhængige af ham.
He is dependent on himself.
Og han er afhængig af sig selv.
He you know, there's no season, no generation.
Der er ingen tid eller nogen generation.
So this picture, you know, I talked about Philip, this picture.
Og det er det her billede, hvor jeg talte omkring Philip.
I want you to understand it very clearly.
Jeg ønsker, I skal forstå.
Why he is powerful to our generation.
Hvorfor han er så kraftfuld i vores generation.
And why, you know, is because for us to understand.
Og det er for, at vi skal forstå.
He's absolutely relevant to us in our generation.
At han er fuldstændig relevant til, for os i vores generation.
As he was in the time of the Bible.
Ligesom han var på Bibelens tid.
As he was to Abraham in the Old Testament. Yes.
Ligesom han var for Abraham i det gamle testament.
As he will be to Philip's great-grandchildren.
Ligesom han også vil være på Philips børnebørn.
Are you with me?
Mm. Forstår du?
Their life will be different.
Deres liv vil være anderledes.
50 years, 100 years later, maybe the cars will be flying instead of driving on the road.
Om 50-100 år, så kan det være, at bilerne de flyver på vejen i stedet for at køre på vejen.
Maybe you know you can open your gas tank and blow some air into it and it'll fly.
Og måske så kan du åbne dit benzindæksel og så kan du puste ind i det og så kan du flyve.
But in that maybe in that generation.
Men i den generation.
He's still relevant. They still need him for miracles.
Der har de stadigvæk brug for Gud til mirakler.
He still needs to protect all the cars that are flying.
Og han har stadigvæk brug for at beskytte alle bilerne der flyver.
Still, when you get into the car, you have to pray, Lord, please protect me from all the flying cars.
Selv der er du nødt til, at når du sætter dig ind i bilen, siger Gud, beskyt mig mod alle de biler.
Hallelujah. Isn't our God good?
Er Gud ikke
god? He's so powerful.
Han er så kraftfuld.
So powerful. So powerful. He's so wonderful.
Og så vidunderlig.
He's so, this is who he is.
Det er den, han er.
That's why we can always walk in victory.
Det er derfor, vi altid kan gå i sejr.
That's why you never need to be oppressed.
Det er fordi, så du har aldrig nogensinde brug for at være undertrykt.
That's why you never need to be in a place in your life where you're saying, oh, I can't take it anymore, it's too much, it's very difficult. Never, you never come there.
Og du behøver aldrig være på et sted i dit liv, hvor du siger, jamen, det er for meget, jeg kan ikke mere.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You can walk in victory.
Du kan vandre i sejr.
That's what you're made to be.
Og det er det, du er skabt til.
Some of you, you know, I know God has called you. You know, Jan has preached many times. I'm just saying, many of us are called.
Og nogle af os ved jeg, I har et kald, og Jørgen han har prædiket.
He's inside of you.
I har alle sammen et kald, og han er.
This is who he is inside of you.
Det er den han er i jer.
And you know when he will use you to 10 people, 100 people, 1000 people, 10,000. He can do anything with you when you walk under it.
Når du vandrer under det, så kan han bruge dig til alt over for 10, over for 100, over for 1000, over for mange.
Because that's when it becomes bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger in your life. Everything else will become smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller.
For når han bliver større og større og større i dit liv, så vil alt andet blive mindre og mindre og mindre.
Hallelujah. Then when you lay your hands on the sick.
Så når du lægger din hånd på de syge.
That sick will recover.
Så er det, de vil komme.
It's the word.
Det er ord.
You will lay your hands on the sick and the sick will recover.
Du vil lægge din hånd på de syge, og de vil komme sig.
That is his voice.
Det er hans stemme.
It works because it's his voice.
Det virker, fordi det er hans stemme.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's not about what the sickness is.
Det handler ikke om, hvad sygdommen er.
Because it is his voice.
For det er hans stemme.
Are you with me? Just get it into yourself.
Yes. Bare grib fat om det.
God's word to you.
Guds ord til dig.
Is beyond anything in the natural.
Er ud over alt, hvad der er i den natur.
Has the power.
Det har kraft.
To create.
Til at skabe.
What it is sent for.
Hvad det er blevet sendt for at gøre.
In Jesus' name.
I Jesu navn.
We pray for healing.
Så beder vi om helbredelse.
The minute you pray.
Og i det øjeblik du beder.
Is the word.
Yeah.
Så er det ord.
Behind it is an agreement.
Yeah.
Bag ved det ord, der er
behind it is the promise of God.
Og der er der et Guds løfte.
Behind it is the voice of God.
Bag ved det er der Guds stemme.
And it's that voice and the promise that makes it happen.
Det er den stemme og det løfte, som får det til at ske.
And that's as similar as Hebrews 12 that we read. I'm sorry, 8 that we read.
Og det er ligesom Hebræerne 8, som vi læste.
It's the same. It's the same.
Det er det samme.
He says, your sins I will not remember.
Han siger, dine synder vil jeg ikke ihukomme.
Your unrighteousness I won't remember.
Og din uretfærdighed vil jeg ikke ihukomme.
Your whatever, you know, lawless deeds I will not remember.
Og dine lovløse handlinger vil jeg ikke huske.
That's who he is.
Det er den han.
We live by it.
Og det lever vi ved.
Have we been through nonsense?
Og har været,
yes.
Været igennem ligegyldigt.
Everybody has got a little bit of something somewhere in our life.
Ja, alle de har oplevet et eller andet på et eller andet tidspunkt.
But we live because of the word of God, his voice.
Men vi lever på grund af hans stemme.
He doesn't have a hold on me.
Fordi det har ikke fat i mig.
Nothing in my past can touch me.
Fordi intet fra min fortid
kan
røre mig, for jeg lever ved hans.
Halleluja. Ord. Turn with me to Romans chapter 1.
Og kom op til Romerne kapitel 1.
23. Look at how Paul writes this.
Og lad os se på, hvordan Paulus han skriver det her.
And change the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man. And birds and four-footed animals and creeping things. Okay.
Og de ombyttede den uforkrænkelige Guds herlighed med et billede, der forestillede et forkrænket menneske.
Okay, this is talking about something, you know, so don't go into that. That's not the theology we're studying this morning.
Den uforkrænkelige Guds herlighed.
But I just wanted to only look at this. The way Paul talks about God. Okay, here it's talking about something else, but I only want you to capture this morning how Paul sees God.
Her der taler det om lidt noget andet, så det jeg ønsker I skal få virkelig fat om, det er den måde som Paulus han beskriver.
What is the word?
Den uforkrænkelige Guds herlighed.
What is the word he says? He says glory of the incorruptible God.
Og det,
that's what I want you to capture.
Det er den uforkrænkelige Guds herlighed, og det er det, jeg ønsker, I skal bide mærke i.
Who is God to you this morning?
Hvem er Gud for dig her til morgen?
Incorruptible.
Uforkrænkelig.
Are you with me?
Forstår du?
You can throw the darkest paint on him, it will not stick on him.
Du kan smide den mørkeste maling mod ham, men det vil ikke hænge fast på ham.
You can bring him into the worst, whatever, dark, demonic, place, but it have nothing to do. It'll do nothing to him.
Og du kan bringe ham ind på det mørkeste sted fyldt med dæmoner, men det vil ikke gøre ham noget.
You can bring him into a satanic stronghold.
Og du kan bringe ham ind i en satanisk klippeborg.
It'll have nothing to do.
He'll... My eternal with them.
Yeah. So when you're able to understand, he's incorruptible.
Han er uforkrænkelig.
Now think of it like this.
Så prøv at tænk på det.
Can something happen to you?
Kan der ske dig noget?
Absolutely no.
Are you with me this morning?
Forstår du?
You see why no weapon formed against you will prosper?
Kan du se hvorfor at der intet våben der smedes imod dig, der kan du?
Why the Bible says there is no sorcery against. Let's just read that. I think 20 numbers, right?
Lad os læse det.
Fear Mosebo. 23. Let's just read. I think so, yeah.
Så skal vi om i 4.
Yeah, 23. Numbers.
23. Fjerde Mosebog, 23.
For there is no sorcery against Jacob.
Timod Jakob hjælper ej galler eller.
You know this word sorcery also means enchantment.
Altså trolddom, det betyder også sådan noget
nor
heksekunst.
Yeah, nor any divination against Israel, meaning fortune telling.
Ja. Timod Jakob hjælper ej galler, trolddom ikke mod Israel.
So do you understand that?
Så forstår du?
There is nothing.
Der er ikke noget.
And in Christ we are all Israelites.
Og i Kristus der er vi alle sammen israelitter.
So this promise is ours.
Så det her løfte, det er vores.
So even if the demons are screaming around you,
så selvom dæmonerne de skriger omkring dig,
they cannot corrupt you.
Så kan de ikke ødelægge dig.
It's from here.
Fordi det er indenfra.
Not from here.
Ikke fra hovedet.
Just understand this. It's so important for you.
Yes.
I bliver nødt til at forstå det, for det er så vigtigt.
Sometimes God can take you, you know, you know, I mean, we don't do something because we want to show everybody that God is with us. We don't do that.
Vi gør ikke noget, fordi at vi ønsker at vise, at Gud han er med os. Det er ikke det, vi gør.
But if the Lord would lead us somewhere.
Men hvis Herren han leder os nogle steder hen.
Then it's okay.
Så er det okay.
We don't want to jump into a fire and say, I'm like Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego.
Ja, vi ønsker jo ikke at springe ind i ingen og sige, at vi er ligesom Shadrach.
Yeah, we'll end up in a hospital.
Fordi så ender vi jo bare på sygehus.
But if the Lord, if there is a circumstance where somebody is throwing you, that's a different story.
Men hvis der er en omstændighed, hvor der er nogen, der kaster det imod dig, så er det noget andet.
Amen.
Amen.
So, why I'm saying that is, sometimes in your ministry.
Grunden til, at jeg siger det, det er, fordi nogle gange i din tjeneste.
Sometimes you will come to circumstances where in your head is not a good place to be.
Så vil du komme til omstændigheder, som i dit hoved siger, det er ikke et godt sted at være.
But we are not working from our head, we are working from our spirit. From our heart.
Men vi arbejder ikke fra vores hoved, vi arbejder fra vores hjerte, fra vores ånd.
That the devil will try to tell you.
Og så er det djævlen, han forsøger at sige til jer.
You're going to pray?
Vil du pray?
This is very dangerous sickness.
Men det her, det er en meget, meget farlig sygdom.
He'll tell you. But if the Lord took you,
at hvis Herren han bragte dig der,
he'll protect you.
Så vil han beskytte dig.
Because he's the one who took you.
Fordi det er ham, der bragte dig der.
So sometimes in a meeting in some wild forest somewhere.
Så nogle gange på et møde sådan ude i en urskov.
You don't know what sicknesses are there.
Så ved du ikke, hvad der er for nogle
sygdomme. You don't know what is going on in that place.
Du ved ikke, hvad der foregår der.
And you know, we were in a village now in Africa. They were saying, people are simply dying in our village.
Og i Afrika, der var vi i en landsby, hvor folk sagde til os, at folk ganske enkelt døde.
We have no idea what it is.
Og vi havde ikke nogen idé om, hvad det var.
But I'm there in that village.
Men jeg var der i
den. The Lord took me to that village.
Herren, han bragte mig til
det. There in my head, I'm not thinking about sickness.
Og op i mit hoved, der tænkte jeg ikke på
sygdom. I'm only thinking about healing.
Jeg tænkte kun på helbred.
I don't care about what the sickness is.
Og jeg var ligeglad med, hvad sygdom.
But I know I carry an anointing that God can heal. Whatever it is.
Fordi jeg vidste, at jeg bare en salvelse, at Gud han kunne helbrede, hvad end det var.
Many of the villages, they're saying, can you please build us a hospital here? Because there's no hospital.
Og mange af landsbeboerne, de bad os om at bygge et hospital.
We don't know what to do with our sick children.
Fordi vi ved ikke, hvad vi skal gøre med vores syge.
There's nothing here.
Der er ikke noget her.
It's many, many, many kilometers away.
Det er mange, mange kilometer væk.
You know, there's no help.
Der er ingen hjælp.
Hallelujah, we have help from heaven.
Yeah. Halleluja, så har vi hjælp fra himlen.
Because we know that nobody can help.
Vi ved, at når der ingen kan, der kan hjælpe.
Jesus can help.
Så kan Jesus hjælpe.
Hallelujah.
Halleluja.
Because he's a miracle working God.
Fordi han er en mirakel.
And he lives inside of you.
Og han lever inde.
Now why is important to understand is that, you know, Paul says our God is an incorruptible God.
Og det er så vigtigt, at vi forstår det, også når Paulus han skriver det, at Gud er en uforkrænkelig Gud.
Imagine in 2023.
Forestil jer her i 2023.
With the influence of media.
Hvor der er influence.
With the influence of terrorism.
Og fra terrorism.
With the influence of thousands of people's mind being messed.
Og der er påvirkning, hvor tusindvis af menneskers sind bliver et rod.
With all kinds of things.
Influence fra alle mulige
all steder. Kinds of lifestyle.
Alle mulige livsstil.
All kinds of things. There's so many dark things today.
Der er så mange mørke ting i dag.
But our God.
Men vores Gud.
He is. There's no change.
Han er ikke forandret.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's the same God.
Han er den samme.
He lives inside of you.
Og han bor inde i dig.
Therefore.
Derfor.
You need not be corrupted by the world. That's the point.
Så skal du ikke blive forkrænket af verden.
You need not allow anything of the world.
Du skal ikke tillade noget fra verden.
To corrupt your life.
Og forkrænke dit liv.
Why?
Hvorfor?
Because of who lives inside of you.
På grund af den der bor i dig.
Yes.
Let me tell you this.
Jeg vil sige dig.
What makes your life and my life powerful?
At det der gør dit og mit liv kraftfuld.
When God is God of our life.
Det er når Gud han er Gud i vores liv.
Yeah.
Yes. Amen.
When we fit into Him.
Yeah. Når vi passer ind i ham.
You know, we read this word again and again and again and again.
at vi læser det her ord igen og igen.
We ask questions.
Og vi stiller spørgsmål.
We do a lot of dissection, you know, like in a laboratory.
Og vi laver mange sådan nogle biopsier.
Sometimes we're doing extreme research.
Og nogle gange så undersøger vi det meget nøje.
You know, I have a reference Bible.
Og jeg har en bibel med
reference. So sometimes I'm, you know, I take one verse and I'm like going from here to what he said in there. And then what he said here, then what he said there, then what about this, and what about that word, but why that word, what word did he use here, what scripture, sometimes you are everywhere, research.
Nogle gange, når jeg læser et skriftsted, så er der henvisninger til nogle andre skriftsteder, så læser jeg rundt omkring i Bibelen i de forskellige skriftsteder og prøver at se, hvad er det, han siger her.
So when I talk to him, sometimes I tell the Lord.
Så når jeg taler med ham.
Lord, you're saying her, this here.
Herren, du siger, så siger jeg til Herren, du siger.
Then you're saying this her, here.
Og så siger du noget andet her.
What are you trying to say?
Hvad er det du prøver?
What is behind it?
Hvad er det der er bagved?
What is in your heart?
Hvad er der i?
Why did you say this?
Hvorfor sagde
sometimes
du
I go, sometimes I ask the Lord, why you said like this here?
Nogle gange så stiller jeg Herren det spørgsmål.
But you said like that there.
Når du siger det på den måde der.
You know why?
Ved du hvorfor?
Because I want to know my Father.
Fordi jeg ønsker at lære min
far. I want to know who he is.
Jeg ønsker at vide.
I want to understand him for who he is.
Jeg forstår ham som den.
I walk with him every day.
Og vandrer med ham hver
dag. He's the reason that I am what I am.
Han er årsagen til at jeg er den.
And because of him I can face my tomorrow.
Og på grund af ham så kan jeg stå morgendagen.
Many times I tell the Lord.
Morgendagen i møde.
Many times I tell the Lord.
Mange gange så siger jeg til ham.
This body.
Det her legeme.
Is yours.
Det er dit.
You only need to take care of it.
Det er dig der.
I'll do my best.
Jeg skal nok gøre det bedste.
But because of the nature of my work.
Men på grund af det jeg gør.
Sometimes I eat whales.
Speck.
Så spiser jeg hvalspæk.
I enjoy it. That's breakfast.
Og jeg nyder det, og det er morgenmad.
What it does inside of me, I don't know.
Det gør inde i
mig. I only know what enters my mouth.
Jeg ved kun hvad der sker når der kommer
ind. I tell the Lord, take care of you. You it's your body. This is for you.
Så siger jeg, Herre, tag dig af det her legeme, fordi det er dit.
As long as you keep it, keep this body in condition, this man will continue to live inside.
Så længe du bevarer det her legeme her, jamen altså så skal det nok blive ved med at.
So I try my best to keep my body in condition.
Jeg skal nok forsøge at holde mit legeme.
But I know beyond it, God is in control.
Men ud over det, så er Herren i kontrol.
My days are numbered by him.
Og mine dage er talt.
He will give me the strength.
Han vil give mig styrken.
Yesterday in the train, Magni and I were really, I think we were finished.
Og i går, da vi sad i toget, Magni og jeg,
Vi
var fuldstændig færdige.
Yeah, really tired yesterday.
Vi var så trætte.
But that's also because, you know, it's been travel. I started the day yesterday with vomiting in the ship.
Yeah. Men det er også fordi, at vi har jo rejst. Og jeg startede en dag i morgen med at kaste op på skibet.
Because it was, I tell you.
Fordi jeg siger jer.
Hallelujah. It was like sitting in a roller coaster. At the edge of a roller coaster. I mean, it wasn't very bad, but it was still bad.
Det var som at sidde i en rutsjebane, på kanten af en rutsjebane. Altså, slemt var det ikke, men det var slemt.
I got seasick yesterday. There was some guy sitting before us. He was going on and on and on and on.
Og der var også en anden fyr, der sad foran mig. Han sad bare sådan og kastede op.
But graciously, they offered me breakfast.
Men ganske nådigt, så tilbød de mig
morgen. And very modestly, I said, no, I don't feel like eating breakfast.
Og så sagde jeg sådan, meget moderat, nej tak, jeg har ikke behov for
thank noget. God.
Tak.
Otherwise, all of that would have come out.
Alt det var kommet op.
It's only one cup of coffee that came out.
Og det var kun én kop kaffe, der kom op.
Yeah, but you know, God is good. Hallelujah.
Ja, God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise Herren.
Amen. So wonderful. So incorruptible God.
Så en uforkrænkelig Gud.
You know, God puts his saying about himself.
Yeah.
What is his saying? It is this.
Is this.
Exactly. When you write a big article, you put a headline. And the headline is about what is it. This is the headline about God, who big he is. He is the article.
You know? Amen, amen, amen.
The headline is this one.
Yeah, yeah.
God is.
Amen.
Yeah, that's so true.
It's very powerful.
It's powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very true.
Yeah.
Isn't it beautiful?
Yeah, it is.
Når man laver en artikel, så sætter man en overskrift.
You know, Magni says,
yeah.
How, you know, this is like the heading to an article.
Gud, han siger, at det her, det er ligesom en overskrift.
And God is like the article.
Og Gud, yeah, han er ligesom selve artiklen.
When you begin to read the article,
så når du begynder at læse den her artikel,
you understand what it's about.
Så forstår du, hvad det er, det handler om.
When you read the Bible, you know about who God is.
Når du læser Bibelen, så ved du, hvem Gud er.
And then you know how to build.
Yes.
Og så ved du, hvordan du skal bygge det.
Yeah. See, I'm going to stop here because we'll have coffee. But I want to just say this to you.
Jeg vil stoppe her, fordi nu skal vi også lige have kaffe. Men jeg ønsker at sige til jer.
With a great God.
At med en stor Gud.
You are destined to live a great life.
Så er du bestemt til at leve et stort liv.
Can I say it one more time?
Kan jeg sige det en gang?
With a great God inside of you.
Med en stor Gud inde i dig.
You are destined to live a great life.
Så er du bestemt til at leve et stort liv.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You are called for greatness.
Du er kaldet til storhed.
None of us are called for survival.
Ingen af os er kaldet til overlevelse.
Are you with me?
Forstår du?
None of us.
Ingen af os.
We are called to live greatness.
Vi er kaldet til at leve i storhed.
You know, even if it's a small thing.
Også selvom det er en lille ting.
We need to be the best at it.
Så skal vi være det bedste til.
Because of who God is.
På grund af den Gud er.
That's why we have the word.
Det er derfor vi har ordet.
The one thing about God's word.
Og det der er ved Guds ord.
God was not ashamed to talk about failures of people in the word of God.
Gud, han skammede sig ikke om over at tale om folks fiaskoer.
This Bible is a very very healthy book. Voice of God.
Det er en meget sund bog, og det er Guds stemme.
It talks about good things.
Det taler om gode ting.
Powerful things.
Magtfulde ting.
Glorious things.
Herlige ting.
But it also talks about bad things.
Men det taler også om dårlige ting.
Evil things.
Onde ting. It
talks about people who were failures.
Og det taler om folk, der har gjort
fejl. Talks about everything.
Yeah. Det taler om.
That's who our God is.
Det er den Gud er.
God never wants you to see one side of him.
Gud, han ønsker aldrig, at du kun skal se én side.
He wants you to see everything about him.
Han ønsker, at du skal se alt om ham.
Amen.
Amen.
Can we stop here?
Kan vi stoppe her?
Let's have coffee.
Yeah.
So it's interesting to see.
Så det er interessant at se.
You know what we are talking about, how God is, you know, how nothing can defile him is, you know, nothing can
at der ikke er noget, der
corrupt him.
Besudle Gud eller forkrænke ham.
So understanding that.
Så forstå det.
You know, if you just look at the scripture that we all know, Hebrews 10:38.
Hvis du ser på Hebræerne 10:38, et skriftsted,
the Bible says, the just shall live by faith.
Der siger Bibelen, at de retfærdige skal leve af tro.
Isn't it amazing?
Er det ikke vidunderligt?
We all can, you know, we can, you know, the Tamil Bible says like this.
Den tamilske bibel, den siger det sådan.
The just shall survive by faith.
At de retfærdige skal overleve ved tro.
So you know, faith is like faith becomes like a lifeline.
Så tro, det bliver en livslinje eller line.
And you know, when you know your God.
Og når du kender din Gud.
He is your lifeline.
Så er han din livline.
Faith in God.
Tro på Gud.
Will move the mountain.
Vil flytte bjerget.
Hebrews 11 and verse 6.
Hebræerne 11 vers 6.
He who comes to God,
den der kommer til Gud,
must believe that he is,
må tro at han er,
and that he is a rewarder,
og at han er en belønner,
of those who diligently seek him,
at dem som ydmygt og flittigt søger ham.
This believe that God is,
det med at tro at Gud er.
So the question is this: what is God to you?
Så spørgsmålet er, hvad er Gud til dig?
Even for us this morning.
Selv for os her til morgen.
When the Bible says, believe that God is.
Når Bibelen siger, tro at Gud er.
Meaning.
Betyder det.
Who is he to me today?
Hvem er han for mig i dag?
To Paul.
For Paulus.
He was an incorruptible God.
Der var han en uforkrænkelig.
You know, when we are studying these scriptures.
Og når vi studerer de her skriftsteder.
We are seeing about who he is to us.
Så ser vi, hvem han er for os.
And that's what, you know, will bring you through every challenge of life.
Og det er det, der vil bringe dig igennem enhver udfordring, der er i livet.
The Bible says in Daniel.
Og Bibelen siger i Daniel.
Let me just take that scripture, Daniel.
Lad mig bare tage det skriftsted.
Daniel. I think it is 8, isn't it?
Jeg tror, det er Daniel 8.
Those who know their God.
De, der kender deres Gud.
I'm sorry, it is... I'm sorry, it is 11:32.
11:32.
Those who do wickedly against the covenant, he shall corrupt with flattery. Meaning pollute.
Dem, der overtræder pakten, lokker han ved smir til frafald.
But the people who know their God.
Men de folk, som kender deres Gud,
shall be strong.
Står fast.
And carry out great exploits.
Og viser det i gerning.
Those who know their God.
De, der kender deres Gud,
shall be strong.
Står fast og skal være stærk, siger den engelske.
Amen. God wants us to be strong.
Gud, han ønsker, vi skal være
those
stærke.
Those who know their God shall be strong.
At de, der kender deres Gud, skal stå fast og
amen.
Være stærk.
God wants you to be strong.
Gud, han ønsker, du skal være stærk.
So that's one of the reasons we do insight.
Så det er en af årsagerne til, at vi har indsigt.
Hallelujah. Turn with me to 1 Timothy 6:15.
Og kom om til 1 Timotheus 6:15.
So in the scripture,
i det her skriftsted,
when Paul writes,
hvor Paulus han skriver,
let me read 14 and 15, he says that you keep this commandment without spot, blameless, until our Lord Jesus Christ appearing.
Der læser vi vers 14 og 15. Hold budet i det, du selv er uplettet, uangribelig, indtil vor Herres Jesu Kristi tilsynekomst.
Which he will manifest in his own time.
Som den salige og eneste hersker.
And now look at how he describes God. He who is blessed and only potentiate.
Kongernes konge og herrenes herre, og i den engelske siger de, han som er velsignet.
This word potentiate means ruler.
Og i den engelske siger de noget omkring potent, og det betyder at være hersker.
This word means sovereign God. This word potentiate means sovereign God.
Og det her ord potent, det betyder at det er en suveræn Gud.
So uninfluential, you know, he cannot be influenced by anything.
Det vil sige, han kan ikke, der er ikke nogen, der kan gøre sin indflydelse gældende over for ham.
He's a sovereign God.
Fordi han er en suveræn Gud.
And Paul calls him the sovereign God as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Og Paulus, han kalder ham den suveræne Gud, der er kongernes konge og herrenes herre.
And he writes in verse 16, who alone has immortality.
Skal lade os se, når tiden er inde. Han, den eneste, der har udødelighed.
Meaning the one who can never die.
Det betyder den eneste, som aldrig
the one who is can never come to an end.
Den, som aldrig kan komme til en slut.
The one who can never be shut down.
Den, som aldrig kan blive lukket ned.
There's nothing that can lock him up.
Der er intet, der kan låse ham inde.
So it's very important to understand that.
Så det er meget vigtigt at forstå det.
And the Bible says he dwells in unapproachable light.
Og Bibelen siger, at han bor i et lys, som ingen kan komme nær.
Whom no man has seen or can see.
Som intet menneske har set, ej heller kan
se. To whom be honor and everlasting power. Amen.
Vær ære og evig magt. Amen.
Amen. So no man can see him.
Så der er ikke noget menneske, der kan se ham.
Halleluja. Amen. It's something.
Amen. Okay. Det er noget.
So the word of God.
Så Guds ord.
You know, it's very important.
Det er meget vigtigt.
We see different manifestations of Jesus sometimes.
At vi ser nogle gange forskellige manifestationer af Jesus.
And sometimes, you know, in closed vision, in open vision. we see some things.
Og nogle gange er det i åbne visioner, og nogle gange er det i lukkede visioner eller syner.
But the Bible says no man can see the Father. No man.
Men Bibelen siger, at intet menneske kan se Faderen.
So we must be careful sometimes, you know, if you don't know the word.
Så vi skal være meget forsigtige, hvis det er, at vi ikke kender ord.
Sometimes, you know, we want to be so spiritual that we say, oh, I saw the Father and I saw him sitting on the throne.
Nogle gange, så ønsker vi at være så åndelige, så kan vi komme til at sige, jamen, jeg så Faderen sidde på hans trone.
But okay, that's not our discussion now.
Men det er ikke det, vores diskussion skal handle.
But the important thing is, our God is a sovereign God.
Men det vigtige er, at Gud, vores Gud, er en suveræn Gud.
And you know, in 16 he says, the who alone has immortality.
Og i vers 16 siger han, han den eneste, der har udødelighed.
The world will come to an end.
Verden vil komme til en ende.
Everything will come to an end.
Alt vil komme til en ende.
Satan will be shut down.
Og Satan vil blive lukket ned.
He will be bound with chains and thrown into the lake of fire.
Han vil blive bundet af lænker, han vil blive smidt i ild.
Today he's running here and there.
Og i dag så er han her og der.
And he is ruling this world.
Og han regerer i verden.
He is shaking this world.
Og han ryster verden.
Let me give you the scripture for that.
Lad mig give dig skriftstedet omkring det.
Why things are going the way it's going is because.
Hvorfor tingene de sker som de gør?
Because he is shaking the world.
Det er fordi han ryster verden.
1 John chapter 5.
I 1. Johannes 5.
And verse 19.
5:19.
It says, we know that we are of God. 5:19. Is it 20 here for you? No, 5.
Oh, 5.
19.
Oh, ja. Vi ved, at vi er af Gud, og at hele verden.
Yeah, and the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one.
Og at hele verden er i den ondes vold.
Okay, so that's why we know that you know, Satan is shaking everything. You know, he's shaking the world.
Det er derfor vi ved, at Satan han i verden ryster verden.
We are in that world.
Og det er den verden vi er i.
That Satan is shaking.
Som Satan han ryster.
We are living in the world that Satan is doing all kinds of things with.
Og vi lever i den verden som Satan påfører en hel masse ting.
But in that world.
Men i den verden.
We have an incorruptible God.
Der har vi en uforkrænkelig Gud.
Unshakable God.
En urørlig Gud.
Unchangeable God.
En uforanderlig Gud.
You know, what do you say? Nothing can influence him.
En Gud, hvor der er intet, der kan påvirke ham.
He lives inside of us.
Han lever i os.
And we are in him.
Og vi er i ham.
He is in us.
Han er i os.
He is in us, with us, upon us.
Han er i os, med os, over os.
We are his children.
Vi er hans børn.
We are not. We are not of this world. We are of Him.
Yeah. Vi er ikke af den her verden, men vi er af Ham.
In the world, we are living the kingdom.
Mm. I verden der lever vi i riget.
We have the mind of Christ.
Og vi har Kristi sind.
We have a spirit in us.
Vi har en ånd i os.
We live under an open heaven.
Vi lever under en åben
himmel. We are led by His Spirit.
Og vi er ledt af Hans ånd.
We have a calling of God upon our lives.
Og vi har et kald fra Gud.
We were chosen even before the foundations of the earth.
Og vi var udvalgt før jorden skabtes.
Knit together in our mother's womb.
Og vi blev skabt i vores moders.
For the purposes of God.
For Guds hensigt.
And that happens because we have given our life to Jesus.
Og det skete fordi vi har givet vores liv til Jesus.
We have a predestined road to walk in this world.
Vi har en forudbestemt vej vi skal vandre i den
and
her
the Lord who we are under his calling.
Og vi er under hans kald.
And the Lord will justify us.
Og Herren vil retfærdiggøre os.
The Lord will glorify us.
Og han vil herliggøre os.
He will show all things are possible because he is with us.
Og han vil vise at alt er muligt fordi han er med os.
And in the midst of this world.
Og midt i den her verden.
The Bible says we have all things that pertain to life and godliness.
Siger han at vi har alt der kan bevare liv og guddommelighed.
Therefore. Nothing has power over us of this world.
Derfor er der ikke noget i den her verden, der har magt over os.
We are seated with Christ in the heavenlies.
Vi har siddet ved det Kristus i det himmelske.
Far beyond dominion.
Ud over herrevælde.
Authority.
Autoritet.
Power.
Kraft.
That's why Jesus, when he looked at Pilate, he said.
Og det er derfor, at Jesus sagde, da han så på Pilatus.
He said, "My kingdom,
mit rige,
is not of this world."
Er ikke af den her verden.
If it is of this world,
hvis det var af den her verden,
my people would be fighting.
Så vil mit folk kæmpe.
But there is no fight.
Men der er ingen kamp.
Are you with me?
Forstår du?
There is no fight in the natural for us.
Der er ingen kamp i det naturlige for os.
There's only a spiritual fight.
Der er kun en åndelig kamp.
Okay. Whatever is coming against you is spiritual. It's not natural.
Hvad end der går imod dig, så er det åndeligt. Så er det ikke i det naturlige.
If people fight you,
hvis folk de kæmper imod
dig, it's because the enemy is using people to fight you.
Så er det fordi fjenden bruger mennesker til at bekæmpe dig.
So your enemy is not the people.
Så din fjende, det er ikke mennesker.
Your enemy is the devil.
Din fjende er djævlen.
Who's using things around you to fight you.
Som bruger ting omkring dig til at bekæmpe dig.
That's why Paul writes, our fight is not against flesh and blood.
Det er derfor Paulus han skriver, at vores kamp er ikke imod kød.
But against principalities.
Men imod magter.
And powers of darkness.
Og mørkets magter.
And spiritual wickedness in high places.
Og åndelige ting der foregår.
So when people fight you.
Så når folk de kæmper imod.
We don't fight back.
Så kæmper vi ikke tilbage.
But what do we do?
Men hvad gør
vi? We take that fight.
Vi tager den.
Before God.
Ind for Gud.
In prayer.
I bøn.
Come on, are you with me?
Forstår du?
When people fight you,
så når folk bekæmper dig,
you go to your prayer room. Yeah.
Så går du i dit bønnerum.
You go to the secret place.
Og du går til dit stille sted.
And you pray.
Og så beder.
Then what happens is?
Og det der så sker.
What happens
er,
in your prayer room?
Og det der sker i dit bønnerum.
Begins to manifest outside.
Begynder at manifestere sig udenfor.
Now Jørgen shared that. I also shared it.
Og Jørgen han delte og jeg delte også.
It's not. It's that prayer, that moment.
Det er ikke bønnen.
The hand of God.
Det øjeblik, det er Guds hånd.
That changes the taste.
Det er det, der forandrer smagen.
It changes people.
Og det forandrer folk.
It changes fights.
Og det forandrer kampen.
So we don't need to fight back.
Så vi behøver ikke at kæmpe imod eller kæmpe tilbage.
That's why Paul writes, pulling down every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God.
Det er derfor, at Paulus han skriver, at vi skal have alt ned, som ophøjer Gud.
You know, whatever you know. Ah, I am this. I am this. You know, it comes up sometimes.
Hvad end det er, om det så kommer op, at det er jeg er den, og jeg er den.
You know, in your prayer room.
I dit bønneliv.
You catch it.
Der skal du gribe fat om.
And you pull it down.
Og så skal du trække det
everything
ned.
Alt. That exalts itself against God.
Som ophøjer sig selv imod
against
Gud.
The knowledge of God.
Imod viden om Gud.
Pull it down.
Så træk det ned.
Every argument we pull it down.
Yeah. Et hvert skænderi.
That's Christian life.
Det er det kristne liv.
Hallelujah.
Halleluja.
And Jesus said.
Og Jesus han sagde.
Pray for those who despitefully hate you.
Be for dem som virkelig hader dig.
That's how the kingdom is.
Det er sådan riget er.
You know, if somebody slaps you on one cheek, show the other.
Hvis der er nogen der slår dig på den ene kind, så vend den anden til os.
You want to talk bad about me?
Hvis du vil tale ondt om mig.
Here I am, you can talk some more.
Så er jeg her. Kom med nogle flere ord.
Because it does nothing to me.
Fordi det skader ikke mig.
You want to be angry with me?
Hvis du vil være vred på
continue
mig,
to be angry with me.
Så fortsæt med at være vred på mig.
But I can pray for you.
Men jeg kan bede for dig.
I remember one man shouted at me.
Jeg kan huske, der var en mand der råbte
til mig. I said the Lord loves you.
Og så sagde jeg, Herren elsker dig.
He got even more angry.
Og så blev han endnu mere vred.
I don't know what to say to him.
Og jeg vidste ikke, hvad jeg skulle sige til ham.
Because I don't have it in me to prove. Why should I prove? It's not about me, it's about God.
Fordi jeg har ikke det i mig, at jeg skal bevise noget, fordi det er ikke mig, det handler om Gud.
Isn't it true when sometimes somebody is angry with you and you are laughing, it makes them even more angry?
Er det ikke sandt, at hvis der er nogen, der er vred på dig, og du så begynder at grine, så bliver de endnu mere vrede?
So sometimes we shouldn't laugh outside, we should laugh inside.
Så nogle gange, så skal vi ikke le udenpå, men bare le indeni.
Amen. We don't want to irritate them.
Fordi vi vil ikke irritere dem.
But we have to laugh.
Men vi bliver nødt
My
til
king at... is laughing.
Fordi min
I am laughing.
Og jeg ler.
I am laughing. You can have a nice face. But laugh on the inside.
Men man kan også sætte ansigtet rigtigt, men le indeni.
Because you know the enemy is defeated.
Fordi fjenden er besejret.
Beautiful, beautiful. Hallelujah. Oh, I just love the word of God.
Jeg elsker bare Guds ord.
Okay. John 5 and verse 20 thing. For 26.
Johannes 5. 26.
And the Bible says the Father has life in himself. We saw it earlier, but I just want to give you the scripture for that.
Vi så det tidligere, det er at faderen har liv i sig.
Jesus said, for as the Father has life in himself,
til ligesom faderen har liv i sig selv,
so he has granted the Son to have life in himself.
Således har han også givet sønnen at have liv i sig selv.
Halleluja.
Halleluja.
The Father has life in himself.
Faren har liv i sig selv.
So Jesus said.
Og Jesus sagde.
You know, the Father is so complete.
Faren han er perfect. Fuldstændig. Perfect.
Your heavenly Father is perfect in all his ways.
Yeah. Din himmelske far er fuldkommen på alle måder.
Perfect. When he says something, it is perfect.
Når han siger noget, så er det fuldkommen.
When he gives you a word in your situation, that word is perfect.
Når han giver dig et ord i din situation, så er ordet.
We all know.
Og vi ved alle.
That we are behind, you know, we are behind our words, right?
At vi står bag vores ord.
Emily said this.
Emily, hun sagde.
Lisbeth said it.
Og Lisbeth sagde.
So what makes that what is the identity of the word?
Så hvad er identiteten i ordet?
The person who spoke it.
Det er personen der talte det.
What is that? What does that statement mean?
Og hvad er det udsagn det
betyder? It means what it means because somebody said it.
Det betyder det betyder fordi der var nogen der sagde det.
What makes this so powerful?
Og hvad er det der gør det her så kraftfuldt?
Because he said it.
Fordi han
he sagde, is behind his
han,
word.
Han står bag sit ord.
Amen.
Amen.
So when he says it is the spirit that gives life, the flesh profits nothing.
Så når han siger at det er ånden der giver liv og kødet ikke gavner.
He is saying it.
Så er det ham der siger det.
He is behind it.
Og han står bag det.
He wants you to know.
Og han ønsker at du
the truth.
Sandheden.
The truth is.
Og sandheden er.
God the Holy Spirit is the one that gives you life.
At Gud den hellige ånd er ham der giver dig livet.
God wants you to know that your flesh will profit nothing.
Og Gud han ønsker at du skal vide at dit kød det gavner intet.
Nothing good can come out of your personal emotions and feelings and whatever, you know.
Der kan ikke komme noget godt ud af dine personlige følelser og stemninger og alt det der.
That's why when there is a fight.
Det er derfor at når der er en kamp,
your flesh wants to, you know, come up.
Så ønsker dit kød at rejse sig.
But that flesh profits nothing.
Men det kød, det gavner ikke noget.
So you have to control it.
Så du er nødt til at kontrollere det.
Sometimes it's very important to hear God.
Og nogle gange så er det meget vigtigt at høre Gud.
Sometimes in a discussion.
Og nogle gange i en diskussion.
Everything will in you will want to say, make a statement.
Så vil alt i dig have lyst til at komme med et udsagn.
It's not wrong to make a statement.
Og det er ikke forkert.
It's not wrong to speak your opinion.
Og det er ikke forkert at du siger din mening.
But if that opinion and statement is of God, it makes life.
Yeah. Og hvis den mening du har, det udsagn du siger er fra Gud, så skaber det liv.
But sometimes our mind.
Men nogle gange så er det med
vores. It's like a butterfly.
Så er det ligesom en sommerfugl.
As soon as somebody starts talking, you know, sometimes, you know, your mind is running.
At så snart der er nogen, der begynder at sige noget, så bliver de sind, ligesom, det løber bare afsted.
And you want to make a statement.
Og så har du lyst
you want to make a comment.
Og du vil komme med nogle kommentarer.
Sometimes the spirit of God says.
Og nogle gange så siger Guds ånd.
Calm down.
Tag det roligt.
Just lock your mouth.
Og lynlås for din mund.
It's okay.
Og det er okay.
Just keep quiet.
Bare vær stille.
After some time.
Og efter noget tid.
Something will happen.
Så vil der ske noget.
And then you'll feel, oh, thank God I kept quiet.
Og så vil du erfare, hvor var det godt, jeg tog stille.
Thank God, I would have made a fool of myself.
Og jeg vil have gjort mig selv til et fjols.
That's what it is.
Og det er det, det er.
And that's what Jesus wants us to learn.
Og det er det, Jesus han ønsker, at vi skal lære.
We don't need to defend ourselves. Jesus will defend ourselves.
Vi har ikke brug for at forsvare os selv. Jesus vil forsvare
os. We don't need to push ourselves to come into something. He will bring ourselves there.
Yeah. Og vi behøver ikke at presse os selv til at komme ind i noget. Han vil bringe os derind.
David was a shepherd boy.
David, han var en hyrdedreng.
He called him.
Han kaldte ham.
He anointed. He sent somebody to his house.
Og han sendte nogen til hans hus.
He anointed him.
Han salvede ham.
He made him go to his brothers.
Og han fik ham til at
He made him see Goliath.
Og han fik ham til at mødes med
He
David.
Made him. He made, you know, his statement went to the king.
Og hans udsagn, det kom helt frem for kongen.
He stood before the king.
Og han stod foran kongen.
And he, when the king said, I'll give you my armor, he said, no, I don't want all this. What is this armor? Nothing. I don't want it. I've already killed the bear and the lion, he said.
Og da kongen, han sagde, jeg vil give dig min våben, jeg vil give dig min våbendragt og alt det her, så siger David, nej, det vil jeg ikke. Jeg har allerede slået bjørne og løver ihjel.
So he went.
Så han tog afsted.
And this Goliath was threatening the whole country.
Og Goliath, han truede og hele landet.
He said to him.
Og han sagde til ham.
You're threatening.
Du truer.
Wait, I'm looking for a stone.
Vent, jeg skal lige finde en sten.
That's what he was doing.
Det var det, han gjorde.
Goliath thought some great warrior will come.
Og Goliath, han troede, det ville være sådan.
He was not looking for a sword.
Men og han så.
Nothing. He was not looking for a bow, arrow, nothing.
Og David, han ledte ikke efter en
He was looking for a stone.
Han ledte efter en sten.
He found a stone.
Og så fandt han en sten.
Ah, this one.
Ah, det skal være den.
Perfect.
Den er fuldkommen.
Perfect. And it brought the great Goliath down.
Og den bragte den store Goliath ned.
And what happened?
Og hvad skete der?
People said.
Folk, de sagde,
Saul killed 1,000.
At Saul, han slog 1,000 ihjel.
David killed 10,000.
Og David, han slog 10,000.
Isn't it nice?
Er det ikke?
Your secret.
Din hemmelighed.
Is because of God's anointing upon you.
Er på grund af Guds salvelse over dig.
No, it's exactly what, you know, if you do exactly what the Lord tells you.
Hvis du gør præcis,
the breakthrough will come.
Som Herren, han siger, du skal gøre. Så siger jeg dig, så er der gennembrud.
Halleluja.
Ja.
Beautiful. Let's look at 1 John chapter 5.
Lad os se på 1. Johannes 5.
11-13.
5:11-13.
And this is the testimony that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son does not have life. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God.
Og dette er vidnesbyrdet, at Gud har givet os evigt liv, og det liv er i hans søn. Den, som har sønnen, har livet. Den, som ikke har Guds søn, har ikke livet. Dette har jeg skrevet til jer, for I skal vide, at I har evigt liv, I som tror på Guds søns navn. Og dette er den tillid, vi har til ham, at når...
Amen. So, if you are saved,
så hvis du er frelst,
if you have Jesus,
hvis du har Jesus,
you have eternal life,
så har du evigt liv.
He who has the Son,
at ham der har sønnen,
has life.
Den der har sønnen.
If you don't have the Son, you don't have life.
Så hvis du ikke har sønnen, har du ikke liv.
So it's you know, and actually that word life means the life, the real life, you know.
Og det ord liv, det betyder det virkelige liv.
The life. That's what he's talking. He who has the Son has the life.
Så han siger livet, altså den der har sønnen har livet.
Amen. So isn't it wonderful?
Så er det ikke vidunderligt.
Okay, let's look at we first saw God as eternal.
Vi så først Gud som en evig.
Then we saw God as self-existent.
Så vi Gud som selv eksisterende.
Then we are going to look at God as immutable.
Og så ser vi Gud som
meaning unchangeable.
Som uforanderlig.
This word, you know, we want to see how our God is an unchanging God.
Vi vil se på, hvordan Gud er en uforanderlig Gud.
Okay, he is unchanging to his character.
Så han er uforanderlig i forhold til hans karakter.
And his being.
Og hans væren.
Okay, so who he is will never change.
Så den han er, vil aldrig forandre.
Never, 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 never.
Aldrig nogensinde.
Who he is will never change.
Den han er, vil aldrig forandre sig.
That is why.
Det er derfor.
What he says will never change.
At det han siger heller ikke vil forandre sig.
People change.
Folk forandrer sig.
God does not change.
Men Gud forandrer sig ikke.
Circumstances change.
Omstændigheder forandrer sig.
God will not change.
Gud vil ikke forandre sig.
Man will say one thing today.
Mennesket vil sige en ting i dag.
Tomorrow he'll say another thing.
Og i morgen en anden ting.
Well, that's not God.
Men det er ikke Gud.
He says one thing.
Han siger en ting.
And he says the same thing.
Og han siger det samme.
He never ever changes.
Han forandrer sig aldrig nogensinde.
He is unchanged as father.
Han er uforanderlig som fader.
As son.
Som søn.
And as Holy Spirit.
Og som Helligånden.
Are you with me? The father will always be the father.
Faderen vil altid være fader.
The son will always be the son.
Sønnen vil altid.
The Holy Spirit will always be the Holy Spirit.
Og Helligånden vil altid være den Helligånd.
You know, suddenly the Holy Spirit will not become something else.
Så den hellige ånd vil ikke lige pludselig blive til noget andet.
They are one God.
De er én Gud.
Manifested to us as Father, Son and Holy Spirit.
Manifesteret for os som Faderen, Sønnen og Helligånden.
But the manifestation of God will be as he is.
Men manifestationen af det vil være Gud som han er.
So from when you read from Genesis to Revelation,
så når du læser fra første Mosebog helt om til
you have a complete understanding of God.
Så har du et fuldstændigt billede og forståelse af Gud.
When you read in the Bible in the Old Testament,
når du læser i Bibelen i det gamle testament,
in the Old Testament you see Jesus.
I det gamle testamente ser du Jesus.
You see a reflection of Jesus.
Og du ser en refleksion af Jesus.
This morning we even saw something that Moses did, which was a reflection of Jesus.
Og her til morgen, der så vi også, hvad Moses gjorde, som var et billede af Jesus.
In the New Testament.
Og i det nye testamente.
Jesus talked about the prophets and the people of the Old Testament.
Der talte Jesus også om profeterne og de folk, der var i det gamle.
Before his death.
Inden han stod.
After his death.
Efter han stod.
On the road to Emmaus.
Og på vej til.
Road to Emmaus.
Vejen til Emmaus.
He explained from the beginning.
Der forklarede han fra begyndelsen.
From the prophets who he was.
Fra profeterne, hvem han var.
Paul.
Og Paulus.
Peter. They constantly use scriptures from the Old Testament.
De brugte hele tiden skriftsteder fra det gamle.
To show who Jesus is.
For at vise hvem Jesus var.
So we need to read the entire Bible.
Så vi har brug for at læse hele Bibelen.
So that we understand who God is.
Så vi forstår hvem Gud er.
Has God changed?
Har Gud forandret?
No, he has not changed. The God of the Old Testament.
Den Gud i det gamle.
He's the same today.
Han er den samme.
Only thing.
Den eneste.
Because of the new covenant.
At på grund af den nye.
Because of Jesus.
På grund af Jesus.
Because he loved us.
Fordi han.
He sent his own son.
Der sendte han.
So he does not want to deal with us anymore like he dealt with people in the Old Testament.
Fordi han ønsker ikke at have med os at gøre på den måde som han havde med mennesker at gøre under det gamle testament.
Because of Jesus.
På grund af.
So when he sees you and me.
Så når han ser dig.
Under the new covenant.
Under den nye.
We are under grace.
Så er vi under noget.
Unmerited favor.
Ufortjent.
Today you don't need to carry an animal and go to the temple of God.
Så i dag der behøver vi ikke at medbringe et dyr.
And stand in a queue.
Og stå i.
Wait for your time.
Og vente på din.
For all the sins you have committed.
På grund af alle de synder.
The grace of God is.
Guds nåde.
You can stand in your kitchen.
Ja, du kan stå i din.
In a minute, in a moment.
Og på et øjeblik.
Say to God.
Kan du sige til Gud?
Forgive me, Lord.
Tilgiv mig.
There's one thing I did.
Det for det her.
It's so terrible. Forgive me.
Og det var forfærdeligt.
Oh, cleanse me, Lord, with your blood.
Rens mig, Herre.
Immediately.
Straks.
You're cleansed.
Så er du renset.
Your sin is forgiven.
Og din søn er tilgivet dig.
It's forgotten.
Og det er glemt.
Takes it out of the way.
Og det bliver fjernet fra din vej.
Even if you've done something.
Og selvom du har gjort noget.
It's gone.
Så er det væk.
It's out of the way.
Det er væk.
But because we are in the world.
Men fordi vi er i verden.
Sometimes there are consequences for what we do.
Så er der nogle gange konsekvenser af det vi gør.
Because we are in the world.
Fordi vi er i verden.
But has God cleansed you?
Men har Gud
renset dig? Yes. Have you been free?
Er du blevet fri?
Yes.
Yeah.
You should never feel, oh, you know what, I am being attacked now. No.
Du skal aldrig føle, jeg er under angreb.
There's no attack.
Der er ikke noget angreb.
I'm free. Walking in freedom.
Og jeg vandrer.
That is the grace of God.
Og det er Guds nåde.
The Bible says the grace of God leads us to repentance.
Bibelen siger, at Guds nåde leder os til omvendelse.
His throne is called a throne of grace.
Hans trone er kaldet nådens trone.
The Bible says we come boldly to the throne of grace.
Yeah. Og Bibelen siger, at vi kommer frimodigt ind for nådens trone.
Because of his precious blood.
På grund af hans dyrebare blod.
Amen. That's why many times it's important that we speak the blood of Jesus over our lives.
Det er derfor, at det så mange gange er vigtigt, at vi taler Guds eller Jesu blod ind over
vores liv. I speak your blood over my life.
Jeg taler dit blod ind over mit liv.
Speak your blood over my children.
Taler dit blod ind over mine børn.
Because there is life in the blood.
Fordi der er liv i blodet.
It carries the person of Jesus. The blood carries the person of Jesus.
Blod, det bærer Jesu person.
So when I say, Lord, let your blood come upon me.
Så når jeg siger, Herre,
one more,
blod kom
one more time this morning, let your precious blood come upon me.
Bare en gang mere her til morgen, lad dit dyrebare blod komme over mig.
It's not some blood.
Så er det ikke bare et eller andet.
But we are asking the life of Christ.
Yes.
Men vi beder Kristi liv.
Meaning we want his mind.
Det betyder, at vi vil have hans mindset og hans karakter.
We want his person. We want the person of Christ to be manifest through our life.
Vi ønsker hans person, at det er hans person, der bliver manifesteret.
That's what we do when we worship God.
Det er det, vi gør, når vi tilbeder.
Make me like you, Lord.
Skab mig til dig,
Change me, Lord.
Forandre mig,
Lord. Work in me, Lord.
Arbejde i mig.
I want more of you, Lord.
Jeg ønsker mere.
More of you, more of you, more of you.
Mere af dig, mere.
Hallelujah. We love it.
Vi elsker det.
Why?
Hvorfor?
Because we want more of him.
Fordi vi ønsker mere.
I want more of Jesus.
Jeg vil have mere.
I want more of him in my life.
Jeg vil have mere af ham.
I want to walk with him.
Jeg ønsker at vandre.
I want to know what Enoch felt when he walked with God.
Jeg ønsker at mærke det, som Enoch han mærkede.
I want to know what was inside of Noah.
Hvad var der inde i Noah?
That you build an ark.
Det at han byggede en ark.
When the world has never seen water come from heaven.
Når verden endnu ikke har set at
until then water was only from the ground springs.
Vand det kom bare fra kildevæld.
Then you know he builds an ark and you know people are thinking, what are you doing?
Og så byggede han en ark og folk må have tænkt hvad har du gang i?
Can you imagine just like that? Just imagine.
Prøv at forestille jer det.
If God tells you.
Hvis Gud han siger til dig,
make a big ship.
Lav et stort
on the roof of Tonso.
Skib på Troens Ords tag.
Can you imagine?
Kan du forestille dig det?
No chance, Lord. Come on, what? Boat on top of Tonso. Come on. This guy is crazy.
Ej, herre. Altså bygge et skib op på Troens Ords tag. Altså den fyr han må være tosset.
Because he did not build near the seashore.
Fordi han byggede ikke en båd i nærheden af strandbredden.
And he built one huge size.
Og han byggede det i en kæmpe størrelse.
And there was no tree there.
Can you imagine?
Kan I forestille jer det?
Hard work.
Det var hårdt arbejde.
Let me tell you. When God speaks to you.
At når Gud han taler til dig.
It is hard work.
Så er det hårdt arbejde.
It is going against all odds.
Yeah. Og det går imod alle odds.
And holding on to him.
Så hold fast i ham.
Until it manifests.
Indtil det manifesterer sig.
Halleluja.
Halleluja.
Unchanging God.
En uforanderlig Gud.
Amen.
Amen.
Perfection, in all perfection of his character, he is unchanging.
Yes. I al fuldkommenhed af hans karakter, så er han uforanderlig.
Amen. So, in every character of him,
så i enhver egenskab.
Love.
Kærlighed.
His love will never change.
Så vil den kærlighed aldrig forandre.
Joy.
Glæde.
The joy he gives you will never change.
Den glæde han giver dig vil aldrig forandre sig.
Peace.
Fred.
His peace doesn't change.
Hans fred forandrer sig ikke.
What he spoke.
Det han sagde.
My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth.
Min fred giver jeg til dig, ikke som verden giver.
That my peace is the same my peace you enjoy in 2023.
Den min fred er den samme fred, som du oplever i 2023.
Long suffering, patience.
Langmodighed.
You know, it doesn't change.
Det forandrer sig ikke.
He was very patient in the Old Testament.
I det gamle testamente var han meget.
He was very patient in the New Testament.
Og han var meget tålmodig i det nye.
He is very patient now.
Og han er også meget tålmodig.
It's not changing at all.
Det forandrer sig ikke.
He was very patient with the nation of Israel.
Og han var meget tålmodig med nationen Israel.
Israel was in a mess.
Og Israel var et rod.
But he was patient.
Men han var tålmodig.
We are in a mess.
Mm. Og vi er i et rod.
Yeah. He is patient.
Men han er tålmodig.
His character is unchanging.
Hans egenskaber er uforanderlige.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Which not only means patience, it's also his help.
Det betyder ikke kun hans tålmodighed, men også hans hjælp.
His help is not changing.
Hans hjælp forandrer sig.
His way of working doesn't change.
Og hans måde at virke på forandrer sig.
Amen. He surprised people in the Old Testament. He surprised people in the New Testament. He still will surprise us.
Han overraskede mennesker i det gamle testament. Han overraskede mennesker i det nye.
In the Old Testament, you read.
Han overrasker stadig.
In the Old Testament, you read. Suddenly, he did something.
I det gamle testamente så læser du også. Pludselig gjorde
han. In the New Testament, suddenly there came the sound of a mighty rushing wind.
Og i det nye testamente læser du også, pludselig kom der en lyd fra ham.
Suddenly the waters of Siloam was stirred.
Pludselig så blev vandet ved Siloam oprørt.
Suddenly he'll do a miracle for you.
Og pludselig så vil han gøre et mirakel for dig.
Are you with me?
Forstår du?
Suddenly.
Pludselig.
He'll be there.
Så vil han være der.
Suddenly.
Pludselig.
He'll turn the table.
Så vil han vinde.
We all know that, right?
Og det ved vi.
Even in our own lives.
Selv i vores egen liv.
A year ago we thought, okay, everything is going down.
Og for et år siden, der troede vi, at alt var på vej ned.
One year later, everything is going up.
Og et år senere, så
it looked like my health was going down.
Det så ud til, at mit helbred var.
My health is going up now.
Men nu er mit helbred vendt.
Looked like I had too many problems.
Det så ud til, at jeg havde for mange.
Suddenly problemer. Things are changing.
Og pludselig så forandrer det sig.
That is who our God is.
Og det er den, vores
Gud er.
He'll
surprise you.
Han overrasker dig.
Suddenly he'll do something for you. Woo! Hallelujah! This is just unbelievable.
Og pludselig så gør han noget, hvor det bare er helt ufatteligt.
You feel like screaming because you can't believe what God is doing.
Og du føler, du har brug for at råbe det ud, fordi du kan ikke forstå, hvad det er Gud han gør for dig.
First for you.
Bare for dig.
Then for others.
Så
through
for
you.
Andre. Gennem dig.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is not, you know. When we are talking about healing and victory and power and everything.
Når vi taler om helbredelse og magt og alt de her ting.
It's not just for others.
Så er det ikke kun for andre.
First, also for us.
Så er det også for os.
Amen. And then through us.
Og gennem os.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He makes you happy. He makes everybody happy because of you.
Og så gør han alle andre glade på grund af dig.
Okay, James 1:17.
Så i Jakob 1:17.
I'm going to stop here today.
Stop her.
Just look at this one scripture. You know, when you read the book of James,
når du læser Jakobs
bog, it's a very powerful book.
Så er det sådan et meget kraftigt.
But isn't it interesting?
Men er det ikke interessant?
That this was the brother of Jesus.
At det her var Jesu bror.
And he saw him as God.
Og han så ham som Gud.
Isn't it beautiful?
Er det ikke smukt?
He saw in him the kingdom of God.
Han så i ham Guds rige.
He wrote about the kingdom of God.
Han skrev om Guds rige.
But you know, it was his own brother.
Men det var hans egen bror.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Smukt.
Isn't it beautiful? Beautiful.
Virkelig smukt.
Okay, let me just read this one scripture, 1:17.
Så lad mig læse det her skriftsted.
Every good and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning.
Yes.
Lutter gode og fuldkomne gaver kommer ned ovenfra fra himmellysenes fader, hos hvem der ikke er forandring eller skygge, der kommer og går.
What is good for you?
Hvad der er godt for dig?
What is needed for you?
Og hvad du har brug for?
He will give you.
Det vil han give dig.
Now all gifts are not from him.
Men alle gaver er ikke fra ham.
But what he gives you is from him.
Men det han giver dig er fra ham.
That is why,
og det er derfor,
as a believer,
at du som troende,
we have to make sure that every gift in our life is from him.
Skal vi være helt sikre på, at enhver gave i vores liv er fra ham.
That is why our choices must be God's choices.
Og det er derfor vores valg skal være Guds valg.
Our desires must be God's desires.
Vores ønsker skal være Guds ønsker.
That's why we must want what He approves.
Det er derfor vi må ønske det som Han bifalder.
Because the Bible says.
Fordi Bibelen siger.
Every good gift.
Enhver god gave.
And perfect gift.
Og fuldkommen gave.
When He gives you something, it'll be perfect.
Når Han giver dig noget, så vil det være fuldkommen.
And from where does it come?
Og hvor kommer det fra?
It comes from the Father of lights.
Det kommer fra lysenes fader.
Amen. What God gives you.
Hvad Gud giver dig.
Is clean.
Det er rent.
Pure. Everybody can see it.
Fuldkommen, og alle kan se det.
Amen. That's how it is.
Mm.
When He anoints you.
Og når Han salver dig.
It's pure, clean.
Så det er fuldstændig rent.
Everybody can see your anointing.
Og alle kan se, du er salvet.
Amen.
Amen.
Father of light. It's in the light.
Det er lysenes fader. Det er det, der er i lys.
There's nothing, you know, dark and hidden and quietly. No, that's not how God works.
Og der er ikke noget mørkt, og der er ikke noget skjult, fordi det er ikke sådan, Gud Han arbejder.
What He gives you.
Det Han giver dig.
Is tested in the light.
Det er testet i lyset.
Hmm. Isn't it nice to study? That's why scripture is so important.
Er det ikke godt at studere det? Og det er også derfor, at skriften er så vigtig.
Anything that has been through light.
Alt, der har været igennem lys.
Has been affected by light.
Er blevet påvirket af lyset.
Anything He has touched.
Alt, hvad Han har rørt.
And then gives you.
Og så giver til dig.
When you take it.
Når du tager det.
It is something that He has touched.
Så er det noget, Han har rørt.
It is something that He has already had His hand upon.
Det er noget, Han allerede har haft.
It has been in His presence.
Det har været i Hans.
It is something that He has approved.
Og det er noget, Han har godkendt.
Okay? When that comes.
Og når det kommer.
You understand.
Så forstår du.
It comes from the Father of lights.
At det kommer fra lysenes fader.
With whom there is no variableness.
Hos hvem der ikke er forandring.
Or shadow of turning.
Eller skygge der kommer og går.
Halleluja.
Halleluja.
This will not turn.
Så det vil ikke vende sig.
What He gives you will be consistent.
Det som Han giver dig vil være vedvarende.
It'll be perfect for your life.
Og det vil være fuldkommen.
It's the best thing that you can have.
Det er det bedste du kan få.
And here James uses the word.
Og her der bruger Jakob ordet.
No variableness.
At der ikke er nogen forandring.
Okay, doesn't vary.
Det forandrer sig ikke. Eller varierer ikke.
So God is perfect. Amen.
Så Gud er fuldkommen.
So we are looking at God is unchanging.
Så vi ser på at Gud Han er uforanderlig.
We'll stop here.
Og der stopper vi.
We'll continue.
Og så vil vi fortsætte.
I want to go slow.
Fordi jeg ønsker at det skal gå langsomt.
Because we are studying.
Og godt.
So shall we thank God this morning?
Så skal vi takke Gud her til morgen.
And ask God to make His word bear, it'll bear fruit in us.
At Hans ord vil bære frugt i os.
Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Far, vi takker dig, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Tak, Jesus.
Benda, can you pray, Benda?
Benda, vil du bede?
Og jeg takker dig for dit ord her. Tak, Herre, om alt andet forgår, Herre, så består dit ord for evigt, Herre. Tak, Herre, vi gør det først i dine løfter, Herre. Og jeg takker dig for den undervisning, vi har fået her formet, Herre. Tak, at det bare må gå dybt ind i vores hjerter, Herre, og forvandle os, Herre. Tak, Herre, vi må komme til at leve tættere og tættere på dig, Herre. Og du vil leve dit liv ud igennem os, Herre. Tak, at vi må være dine redskaber, Herre. Jeg takker dig for den tid, vi lever i nu, Herre. At du vil bruge os, Herre, til at vinde sjæle for dig, Herre. Tak, fordi vi bliver udrustet, Herre. Og tak for de gaver, du har givet dig enkelt, Herre.
Tak, fordi du lyttede med til denne udsendelse fra Troens Ord. For mere information og for at kontakte os, gå til www.troensord.dk.